gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. For one.
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you needy sons of bitches? I'm Kevin Metal.
And I'm Maddie Studios.
And you're listening to Heavy Meta once again, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're here, man. Let's get this thing rocking tonight. So,
it's just me and Maddie tonight. We're having a sensual evening alone.
Yeah, apparently, there was a certain ferret who had to handle his lady ferret tonight, so.
Yeah,
I have heard that lady ferrets shave their ferret holes, and he was, and he was just like, yep, and he was gone. He just, like a lightning bolt.
Later.
Yeah, he didn't even say bye, he was just,
it's just like the cartoon, like, ferret-shaped cloud of smoke left there for a second that kind of lingered.
Well, no, there was that ferret musk that was lingering.
Yeah, that scent.
Yeah, before he was gone. So it's been a crazy week. Heavy Meta's dropping some crazy stuff. If you haven't seen it, everybody, we've got t-shirts now.
Yeah,
I got to have an early shout out to Proxy Guy, who actually turned me on to the site Teespring. Awesome
Proxy
site,
Guy,
man.
By the way, always turns me on.
Like, yeah, he does, man. He's a sexy motherfucker, that guy. No, he set up his own little t-shirt, which I bought one because it's awesome. And he turned it on me on and went over there and whipped up a shirt in like 20 minutes. And we've sold 12, got 8 more to go, I think. And then we hit our mark and they released them and sent them out. So we're pretty excited. And if you guys buy them and we sell it by the end of the month, then we'll do another one. And if you guys keep buying them, we'll keep making them. So
yeah, we'll keep making them.
Yeah, Lord knows we've got like a million ideas. And then another top secret project I can fill you guys in on is we got playmats in the works, and we got a deal. I will save that for the end of the cast. But
playmats are coming.
Yeah, I know a lot of you have been asking, and they're in the works. They're coming. So the Heavy Meta marketing machine is in full gear, man. Full gear.
That's what happens when you have people like us that are just on the internet all goddamn day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, we also have like 500 people that work at Heavy Meta Incorporated, so I'm sure
right,
they help.
But they still don't accomplish as much as you and I do on a normal day on Twitter.
No, and you know what? That's
why we fucking hate those guys.
Like, I don't know.
We have the most unproductive crew of 500 people.
You know what? I think it has a reason that there's like, instead of like, you know, Coke and fruit juices in the beverage machines, it's all Kraken and freaking Jameson.
Yeah, oh, dude, yesterday, greatest thing. I got fucking 3 bottles of vodka from a customer for a tip. Like, you have
what?
No idea what this means to me.
Somebody tipped you 3 bottles of vodka. Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were bullshitting. You know, he's a younger guy and we're sitting there bullshitting and something, you know, came about drinking and, he's like, oh, you know, I just drink Jack Daniels. That's about it. And I was like, you know, I used to drink a lot of whiskey. And, like, you know, nowadays, I mean, I still do, but nowadays I've kind of switched over. Like, normally I just drink vodka. And, you know, then I'll get in a mood for drinking whiskey. But, you know, normally it's just vodka lately. And he's just all, hang on. Goes inside, comes back out. He's all, this is just going to sit in my house. I don't drink vodka.
Oh, wow.
Hands me fucking bottles of vodka. I was like, that's the greatest tip ever. Yeah,
that's dope. You went all Timmy on him. Ever!
Yeah, ever! Ran around in circles in his garage, like, yeah.
Wow. You know what? That's funny. That goes back way, way, way. One of my first jobs, I had a paper route, and it was Christmas time. And this is way back in the day when we had to rip off little tickets and give it to the people and collect the money. Yeah, yeah. And it was the worst job in the world, man. It was literally a guy would show up at like 4:30 in the morning. And you know, you're like, I think I was like 9 or 10, and he's like banging on the door and he just throws a giant load of papers, and you had to spend 4 hours putting them together instead of watching cartoons. It was like, I was like, why did I fucking ever pick this job? But the best part of that entire job, after slaving for like 6 months, was Christmas. And I went around and I'm collecting in the cold, like by myself, right? I'm going around and I'm like, hey, and people are like bonkers. Like, this is when a paper must have cost like 35 cents. And you know, they would be like, here's 20 bucks. And I swear to God, the first tip I got, I was like, 20 fucking dollars. Are you insane? And I have this little zip. Oh no, I was. Well, this is the funny. So I had this like zip pouch, and I'm like shoving money in it, and I'm like, wow, this is insane. I go to this old crockety motherfucking guy that like, hey, yell at me for putting a paper in the wrong spot. Like he is just unpleasable, right? And I'm like, oh, I don't even want to talk to this guy, right? So the guy opens the door and he smells like, you know, diapers and freaking old piss or something. And he's like, I bet you expect something. And I'm like, I don't expect anything, sir. Like, I've already made like $200. Like, I could care less if you're going to give me something. And he's like, hold on a minute. And he goes in just like your guy, right? Comes back out. And if anyone has ever seen these little hexagonal cans with a screw top lid that used to keep like glue or paint thinner in. And it was, there's no label on it. It was just a fucking can, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is this, right? And he gives it to me, he's like, that's for you. I made it myself. And I'm like, what the hell? So I throw it in my backpack. I'm like, whatever. I don't have time for this. I got to go make more money, right? So I'm going around. So I get home and I'm counting all my money, right? And I open my back and I'm like, what is this? And I open it up. And everyone knows, like, I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. Like, I have a, you know, anaphylactic shock peanut thing. So I opened it, and it's a thing of peanuts. And I'm like, now my mother is like, who gave you those? And I'm like, some crazy old man. And she's like, don't touch them. I'm like, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to eat them, right? But then I'm sitting there, like, late at night, and I'm like, did he meant to kill me? Like, I'm like, was this his revenge plot, or does he not know?
He doesn't know, and he's trying to be nice, or he was trying to kill me and make it look like he was trying to be nice.
I was like, fuck that guy. I threw his paper in the bushes next week. Fuck him, man.
You fucking dick. Yeah. Yeah, poor old man's just all, man, and right after I gave him a homemade thing of fucking peanuts, yeah. He throws my paper in the bush. What fucking, a little shit.
What fucking kids today, eh? Mm-hmm. So anyways, we had some cool magic news. To jump right into that, have you seen that awesome Heroes versus Monster announcement?
No.
So, oh, okay. So to check this out. So our new dual deck that's coming, is called Heroes versus Monsters. We got no spoiler art, which, kind of sucked because I was hoping we would, but that sounds like the first dual deck since Elspeth versus Tezzeret. That sounds cool. Like this could be very awesome.
Yeah, you could do some serious shit with that. I mean, they're of course it's a dual deck, so they're gonna keep it like balanced. Like if there's good cards, you know, of course there'll be like one ofs, but like yeah, you could do a lot with the like Heroes versus Monster theme, especially after we just went through fucking, you know, Innistrad block. Like that right. Whole set is themed after fucking Heroes and Monsters.
I would hope there wouldn't be too many Innistrad cards because I have them all. Like, you know,
right.
I'm hoping that it was maybe go back in the past and dig up some really nice stuff. Right. But it sounds like if you're going to put that together and just instead of worrying overall, like about, like, I don't know how some of like that's still Sorin versus Tybalt one. I still haven't warmed up to that. It just. I don't get it. A lot of people are saying it plays really fun, but it just – maybe I got to play it. Maybe that's what it is, but I just
– yeah, I mean, like, that's, I'm not sure what – like, I haven't looked to see, like, what the deck lists are for it.
Very weird.
I mean, you could – you know, maybe it does play fun. Like, I mean, those decks are made to kind of balance out – like, counterbalance against each other and fucking – you know, they're made to play against each other. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they probably did. It just doesn't sound appealing because it's Tybalt versus Sorin.
Like, yeah.
Did you see that fucking dirtling around comic?
I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah, he's just all, I'm going to let you ultimate, then I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Like, well, like, so like, awesome. Like, seriously, if I was going to give that, if I had those two decks, I'm like, all right, what do you want to play? And he's like, Sorin. I'm like, no, it's my house. You play with Tybalt.
Yeah.
Like, I would never play Tybalt.
Well, no, like I'm saying, they should have just, I mean, like, I get it the flavor-wise, but they should have just called it, like, fucking Sorin versus Hellrider, and people would be more apt to play the fucking red deck,
because
it's got Hellrider in it. Yeah. Just don't mention Tybalt, because everybody hates that guy.
You know what? I agree. If they had made it, like, to, you know, maybe Sorin versus Demons, you know, Hellrider or Hell or whatever. I mean, I agree. Like, I don't think he should have been the card to lead the other side. And I think they could have put a lot more interesting cards. Sometimes I wonder, but, you know, why wouldn't a card like Lightning Bolt have been in there? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certain cards, like certain people, I'm like, you know, a nice promo Lightning Bolt or some nice art. I think they got to start. I think they have to start putting a couple more juicier alt art or you know, full art, like, do something really cool. Like, you know, most people like me, they're never going to buy those decks, but if you put a couple of spicier alt art cards in there, instead of just...
I do kind of like playing them. I mean, like, I don't have too much experience with them. Like, the only one that I own is the fucking Izzet vs. Golgari one. And I do, like, I kind of like playing those because it kind of takes you back a little bit to, like, you know, the... Like, when you started playing the game and the whole fucking idea behind it, where it's like, I mean, the decks aren't fucking, like, crazy overpowered. You're not, it's not so much about, like, they're fairly balanced. You know, like I said, there's one-ofs, you know, of all this shit, and they're themed. And so, like, Daniel and I have played those a few times, and I really like the Golgari deck's like a dredge deck, and that was, like, the first time I had ever played with any dredge stuff. And I actually like it a lot. Like, I keep fucking wanting to build a dredge deck, and then it gets put to the fucking back burner and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, and I mean, that's the other thing is those decks do come with some fucking, some cool cards. Like, well, like that one, the Golgari one, the Golgari deck had a, what is it, fucking, is it Life from the Loam?
Yeah, it did have Loam, yeah.
It had fucking, there's a couple cards in it that were fucking, that were like decent fucking, decent cards and like decent money cards. I was like, wow, I didn't expect these to be in there. So yeah, I mean, well, it's just like, and then like with the fucking, Sorin versus Tybalt, like, I don't know what Sorin's at now, but, you know, Sorin is not a cheap card, and fucking,
no.
Hellrider's not a cheap card, and so, you know, they do put some good cards in there, so it's, the, you know, kind of makes it, it offsets the cost of it somewhat, like, you
yeah,
know,
I just wish the stores wouldn't, like, as soon as the dual deck is good, then they jack it, like, $10. Which is kind of like, ah, oh, man, can't you at least just keep that at 29?
Hey, that's luckily I don't have to deal with that. My LGS is always fucking
because like, they're so stupid they don't know.
Yeah, exactly, and I love it. Like they're all their shit is fucking, you know, is MSRP like fucking that's it, you know, and like all their singles, although their singles selection is fucking terrible.
So speaking of information, we. So did you see Tommy Moles? He actually is able to pre-order Modern Masters.
Modern Masters, yeah.
Now, this is the first I've ever heard, because I've asked my game store and they won't tell me anything. They won't even tell me how many they're ordering. They won't even tell me if they're ordering. They're just cryptic as all fucking. It drives me insane, because I know what they're doing. They're just waiting, and they're going to see what they cost and charge 20% more. But apparently, good old Tommy, he can get them for $165 a box. Now, is that a good deal? I don't know. I mean, right now I was debating buying a box of Gatecrash so I can finish off my guilds, and I can get a box of Gatecrash for what 115 or 105 from Face to Face. So, I mean, maybe that's not too bad. You're only getting.
I would think for a box of Modern Masters, that's not bad at all because it being like
it's only, it's 24. It's only, but remember, it's not 36 boosters. It's only 24 boosters. So.
Oh no! You definitely you're getting less cards. I mean, even though, like, from like, I think we talked about this before, the packs are not going to have a basic land in them.
Yeah, yeah, I know all the upsell, but still.
Yeah, I don't know. With it being a limited fucking, I mean, like, unless fucking Modern Masters, they fucking spoil the whole set, and we realize that, like, Tarmogoyf was the only card in it that's worth a fuck at all, and they completely fuck us on Modern Masters.
Well,
then,
it won't be.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be. Yeah. But I would think that 160 for a box, it wouldn't be too bad with it being a limited print run.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 24 packs. So, you know, if you got a bunch of buddies, you can draft four times, maybe if you're lucky, three times. I don't know. It depends. Like, maybe I don't know. I still need to see more, like, cause it's like, I don't know, right? I know too, the local game stores are just, if there's a ton of good cards, man, I know that'll be over $200 in a snap heartbeat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, so speaking of Guild Wars, on the Easter break, I've done something different, cause I had a bunch of people over, and we had a bunch of time to play. Right. So, as everyone knows, the Guild War format is one of every card in your guild, and it ended up being like 140 cards or 135 cards, and it was kind of too many cards, and a lot of people had a hard time shuffling. So what I did is I chopped them all down to 60 cards, and let me tell you, holy fuck,
just like 60 card, like basically the 60 of the best cards in the guild are like kind of themed still.
Essentially, so what I did is I picked the 60 best, like the ones that play the best and are the most powerful and were the good ones. So there was like, you know, there were certain cards that are easy to be cut because they're stupid or don't make sense or they're very hard to trigger in a game. Everybody loved it. It was nuts. And I'm still working on the list. I need to get a box of Gatecrash to get some paper cards because I want to have all 10. And I don't have that yet. So I just had a few Gatecrash packs and it really wasn't, I wasn't able to build the decks properly. So I was just like substituting old cards that were the color, you know, the same colors.
Right.
But
it fits.
Yeah, like I made a black-white deck, but it wasn't Ravnica cards or just any black-and-white cards I had. But,
well, that's just like that. The Is It versus Golgari.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking,
yeah.
That's what I was just talking about. They're not all fucking Is It or Golgari cards, but they're kind of themed after the guilds. They have a bunch of the guild cards, and then they were just, you know, other black-green cards or black or green cards that kind of fit the theme. So
yeah, now the good thing is I went through my box of cards, and I had a bunch of the original Ravnica. So now it's like this mix of old and new Ravnica, and I'm hoping, like, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make the entire guild. So it's basically going to be like playing block. So I'm going to make block decks. Okay. But I'm limiting, it's kind of like a singleton block format. So putting all those together, been
that'd
fun.
Be
kind of
cool
when
you get all that done and like post the lists so that,
yeah,
you know, people can build their fucking, it's almost like a cube, like a fucking cube.
Well, okay, so you.
That, well, I mean, that you're not collecting.
Well, you motherfucker, because you stole my thunder. That's exactly – so we played. Everyone had a great time, had six people. We played multiple rounds. It was really fun. And then someone was like, hey, let's play the cube. And we played the cube. It was awesome. And everyone's like, you know what you should do? You should make a Return to Ravnica cube. And I'm like, oh, man, that sounds insane, right? Like, go take all my old Ravnica cards, all the new Ravnica cards, and, you know, smash them all together and make, like, a huge cube. So that's – I think I'm going to try that, man. I don't know. I won't have some of the powerful cards because I don't got all the rares, but I'm going to do what I can and maybe throw that together. Apparently,
I did that with Innistrad Block.
When
I was first learning about drafting, you know, like Daniel and I would want to draft when we were kind of just getting into it, but, you know, didn't want to go buying boosters and fucking hashing through boosters like that all the time. And so we were like, oh, you know, just to kind of get a feel for it, because it was just the two of us. So I put together a cube that was, just like Innistrad Block, because that's all the cards that I had. Basically, it was like Innistrad Block. So I was like, well, you know, if we were drafting, you know, Innistrad and Dark Ascension packs and shit, like, these are the cards that would be in it.
Sweet.
But then it ended up turning into basically a box full of all the shit that I wasn't using in decks.
Yeah.
And then we were like, this is stupid. Let's not play this anymore. So I finally took it apart and just put it in my fucking bulk box.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends, it's funny how, like, cube spreads, eh? Because it's one of those formats, same with, like, Guild Wars, and I, just so everyone knows, like, I'm going to do the same thing with Theros. I think it's going to work cool there, too. I have no idea how I'll build the decks, but...
Ooh. Yeah. There's something I want to talk about with that, too, though.
Yeah. Like, but, so going back to Guild Wars, so he doesn't play like hardcore at all, right? He doesn't have a lot of cards either. And he was like, you know what? What's the cheapest cards? And I'm like, it's usually commons. You can go pick them up after drafts, like, for free. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I go, here, I have, like, you want a box of just common shit that I got? Like, I ain't using it. And I got, you know, eight versions of it. So I gave him a bunch of cards. And he's putting together, and I'm actually excited to play this, he's putting together an all common cube. And I'm like, that's really cool. So apparently, this isn't even a new idea. A bunch of people were like, oh, yeah, that's, like, totally done before. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know. So he's all over that. So I have never played a Pauper Cube. So I'm like, yeah, this sounds awesome, man. Like, so to all the people that have been bitching and saying, you know, Magic's expensive, how do you do it? There's a way right
there's
there.
There's so many different ways to do it. Like,
yeah.
That's the last thing. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things I bitch about when it comes to Magic. That's the last thing I'm ever going to bitch about. Like, oh, it's too expensive. Like, the reason Magic is expensive for me is because I'm the asshole that likes to buy high and sell low and fucking and jump on a fucking deck right at its end when everybody has already driven the price of the cards up and somebody's already figured out how to beat it. Then I'm like, sweet, I want to get this deck. And then that's the only reason Magic's expensive to me. Dude, you could play for fucking nothing. And there's so many, like, there's so many different formats. You know, depending on, like, if you're super competitive, yeah, I mean, it might be a little harder to keep up without spending some money. But I mean, fuck, dude, if I had time, like, you know, there's whole other worlds, fucking different, like, multiplayer formats if you're into that shit. Fucking Plane Chase and fucking, what's it called? The other one. Arch Enemy. You know, you got fucking, you can draft, you can take all your fucking, all your leftover bullshit from booster packs or fucking, like you were saying, table commons from yep. fucking drafts and shit and scoop those up and fucking, you're not paying a damn thing for them.
Well, you know, or, well, listen to this. So speaking of Plane Chase, my buddy hates Plane Chase. Okay. But he collected them all. So he gave my friend, he's like, here, have all these garbage. He gave it on. He's like, wow, cool. Right.
All right on.
And so he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a cube, a popper cube, but then what we're going to do is we're going to draft the popper cube, and then we're going to play Plane Chase with our decks. And I'm like, that sounds mental. Like, how awesome is that?
Cool.
So you draft a cube, you sit around, you basically play a game of Plane Chase with your cube decks. So there's a fucking insane night. Yeah, I've never done that.
That's a long process. Well, I mean, we haven't drafted and then done Plane Chase that way, but like, we'll play Plane Chase with like all of our fucking different, like multiplayer Plane Chase with all our different random fucking like modern decks and stuff. I don't know if I'd have the patience to sit through drafting and then a multiplayer fucking Plane Chase game, because that's going to last for like a month.
Oh, well, I say that now, but if I get frustrated, then I'll just throw the cards. Fuck, this is a stupid idea. And then I'll berate the person for thinking of it. Thanks, man. Way to go for wasting my fucking night.
I already fucking jumped on, like, my play group that I play with here at the house. Like, I've already, like, bitched at them and thrown a fit. Because I'm usually not like that. Like, I'm not going to be pissy about Magic. But I finally got to the point I was like, dude, I'm so sick of you guys coming over and being like, let's just fucking mash all our dicks together in the middle for fucking 2 hours. This is stupid. I'm all, let's play some goddamn fucking standard or modern matches. You know, there's four of us. We could play fucking two against two, winner play, you know, play a match, and then the winners play, losers play, whatever. I'm so sick of fucking, like, I'm like falling asleep playing multiplayer because it's just like,
yeah, you know, that's true.
Fucking circle jerk. And it's just, I mean, me personally, like, I've said this before, I think a lot of it has to do too with like the way I like to play. I like to just fucking, you know, I play aggro. I'm one of those people that, like, usually, I mean, unless there's some shit on the line, like, usually if I jump on moto, unless I'm in a fucking, like, a daily or something like that, if I'm just dicking around playing fucking tournament practice room, or if I'm just playing a fucking two man, like, there's a lot of times I'll just concede, go to game two, because I'm like, all right, I could probably spend the next fucking 10-15 minutes trying to work my way out of this situation. May or may not work. Don't really give a shit. Fucking concede, go to game two. Even if it's game two and I already lost game one, I'm like, yeah, I just don't have time for this. I'd rather fucking have fun playing Magic than sit around and fucking hold my dick while you play counterspells and fucking stop everything I do. I'm probably not getting out of this, so fuck it. Which is a huge fucking, huge bad thing for me to do, like, if I actually want to get good at this game. Instead of thinking of ways out of these situations, I'm like, I know how to get out of it, concede, and start another game. It's so much easier.
That's awesome, man. You know what else?
That's what makes me not like playing multiplayer. I don't have patience for shit.
Well, here's another variant that was pretty interesting. I don't know if this is ever going to work, but we were talking about this, where we build decks, but you're not allowed to put any spells in them except creatures. And then you have a separate pile that's shared between the two players battling of just like spells, Wrath of Gods, removals, like, you know, you put 20 or 30 of them in, and then you pick a dice. Okay. So, and you're allowed to roll it once a turn. And if it rolls a 5, you know, you take 5 cards off the top, you pick that card, put the other ones under it, and that's your removal spell. You know, and it's like, fuck, I don't have these colors. So I don't know if it was cool or not, but we were thinking of, like, interesting ways to make it go faster. Yeah, because that's exactly one thing I hate, is, like, games that go on forever. I'm like, I just want to play, like, an intense game. Like, you know, and now when I build decks for people to play, like, I put so much removal in them. Cause I never want the board to stagnate. Just fucking Doomblades everywhere.
That just reminds me of fucking, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, fucking, when we played fucking FNM, and then afterward we fucking came back to the house and played Booze Cube. And oh my god, the games were fucking out of hand ridiculous. It got to the point, like, we ran through and drafted, and there were three of us, and our fourth buddy, Josh, was, you know, running late. So we were like, oh, we'll go ahead and we'll get one in. And then when he gets here, he can play the next one. He showed up right as soon as we finished the first draft. And so I was like, it sucks for you. You're going to have to just wait through this game. You know, no big deal. And then we'll just redraft after this game with you involved. You know, cool, no problem. So he's just chilling, watching. And this game swayed so far back and forth. We were in it for like an hour or so. And like, on top of the fact that like, I somebody almost died, came back and fucking was just wrecking shit. And then like, I think Daniel and I both, like, I had the fucking ice cream scoop on the table. Or no, it wasn't ice
cream. Why?
Daniel had ice cream scoop on the table. And, which basically means like, if he were to lose the game, he fucking taps and sacrifices ice cream scoop. And I believe it's like, target player chugs two beers, takes two shots, and then you concede the game.
Oh my God.
And then I have, fuck, what was it? There's another one. I can't remember. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's a, basically if I were to, oh God, it's going to piss me off. I can't remember what the card is. It's not fucking overflowing chalice. It's like a, Cocktail of the Gods. Basically if I were to lose the game, I sacrifice all permanents, draw five cards, or sacrifice all permanents, draw five cards, and reset my life to 20. So, ooh, like, I can't lose. Daniel, if you swing at Daniel to kill him, he's going to use ice cream scoop and you're fucked. And then Rob's like trying to, so this game is just tipping back and forth. It's like hour and a half worth of game. None of us are anywhere near dead. And we finally had to just be like, you know what?
This we're just going to
have to, we're going to have to just die roll for it, or we're going to be playing this for another fucking 2 hours. But at least with Boost Cube, I can handle that, because that's a whole different kind of – I mean, I'm not sitting there watching everybody masturbate and fucking put land on the board and fucking end up with a huge board of creatures and nobody's attacking and this is stupid. That's like – there's some shit going on. So like that I can handle. That's different. But I fucking hate multiplayer other than Boost Cube.
Oh, totally, man. Now, we got, of course, the Heavy Meta SVU hits us with crazy questions every night before the cast. And our good old buddy Ben Clinton, of course, he's got this fucking insanest shit he tweets us. So, so this one is for us, Kevy. He's like, Jackie Lee or Melissa Del Toro and why? Oh, man. Yeah, well, they're both attractive. I mean,
I don't know. I think Melissa Del Toro is a lot better looking.
You don't got a thing for the mutt Asians going on there? Mm-mm. Little Asian fire?
Not even a little bit.
I guess you know what.
That's not because I'm that's not because I'm a racist. That's just because I'm just not into it. Yeah, I'm way more into Melissa.
Yeah, I have to say I might agree with that too. I would go Melissa. She's got that like, you know, New Jersey, like, could punch you in the fucking gut if I wanted kind of attitude, you know, like she could kick your ass if she really wanted to, but she's like, I'm just sweet.
She's got that doesn't look like she belongs being good at magic look to her.
so you mean like every other magic player ever?
That's a whole nother subject. We're going to have to get into that whole ridiculous fucking drama lately about fucking sexism and magic that comes up every fucking, I don't know, 30 minutes. In the
Okay. So I wasn't even here for this. I just caught tailwind of it. Give me the elevator note of this one.
It's like, I didn't even catch like all of it. I kind of came in midstream. And basically it just had to do, like, from what I understand, there was like, there's a couple different things that happened, like, all around the same time, but I think it all kind of stemmed from
Jordy Tate, was he involved in this?
I'm sure he was. I don't remember actually hearing his name come up, but I'm sure it was. But, like, fucking, what's his – like, I think somehow, like, fucking – what's his name? Fucking Deeple Sticks and fucking Mary Jacobson, and they got involved, and then fucking – what's the other one? Fucking Burton Cheney and his girlfriend were, like, they were, like, fighting back and forth or some shit. I don't know. It was funny.
What?
But it was, like, somebody posted a picture of this, like, Facebook fucking, like, thread of, like, them basically talking shit back and forth. Like, fucking Burton Cheney's fucking girlfriend saying some shit about, like, to Mary Jacobson about how she – Mary Jacobson was bitching about this whole fucking sexism thing, and she's like, oh, you're just mad because guys don't want to see you dressed like that or something. And something about, you know, her boyfriend, you just want to fuck my boyfriend or something. And Mary Jacobson's just all been there. It was mediocre. Like, that was the only fucking actual funny part of the whole fucking thing. But, it was just, it all stemmed over, like, some fucking game store hired models to, like, some models of some sort or some girls to fucking dress like, you know, fantasy characters. I don't know if they were actual magic characters or what.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, take pictures and fucking make it like a, you know, an ad for whatever they were doing. And of course, this fucking community, like, you always have to have those fucking idiots. They're just like, oh my God, that's sexist!
Okay, okay, hold on, hold on. Let me jump in here. Now, here's something that you need to look at this from a common sense perspective, okay? If I ran a game store and 99% of the people who come in my store are fucking neckbeards, men neckbeards, and I'm gonna run a magic event and I have a bunch of bodybuilders come in and I say, dress up like the famous magic characters with their shirts off and all oiled up. That's gay. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even gay or anything, and I have nothing wrong with gay people. Like, it's all cool. But, like, I'd walk in and be like, what the fuck is going on? Am I about to get raped by these guys? Like, that's
if it's like a bunch of beefcake dudes just all
like, yeah, like swinging their junk around, like,
their store. I'm sorry. Like, I don't even want to find out what's going to happen when I get to the store.
Okay, but look, let me give you the alternate. Okay, so if I walked in and there was, you know, girls not dressed like sluts or anything, but just like freaking, what's her name there? Oh, Sprankle. So, you know, Sprankle, right? Like, no, that's another story if you're going in there. But, okay, so they're all dressed up like Sprankle, like Elspeth or fucking Chandra. Okay, is that sexist? No, it's cool. Now, if I was a game guy, maybe you would want one guy, maybe some metrosexual guy to come in like Soren and be like, how's it going, guys? Like, yeah, I'm pretty cool, right? Like, I'm a vampire? Like, I don't know. Like, okay, then it's these kind of balanced. Now, if they come in...
Then you can capitalize on, like, you know, all the neckbeards, and then there's going to be some of them that might be a little bi-curious, and you might capitalize on that, too. Like, fuck it.
That's right. Now, Right. Now, if I walk in, and there's all these girls, and they're half naked, and there's, like, freaking, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot playing, and it's a comic store, yeah, that's kind of, like, fucking sexist, right? But here's the thing. Have you ever been to the auto show? Have you ever been to a frickin' convention? Have you ever heard of booth babes? Sexism exists all over. And I'm sorry, women, you have tits. Like, you use them against us, and we can't control ourselves.
Least in personal experience, and this is why, like, I don't really consider myself, like, sexist or anything, or misogynist, but the fact is, like, we are not, you know, there's always this fucking outcry for, like, being treated equally. Well, we're not equals. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. Men and women are not equals for a reason. They're not the same fucking thing. Like,
that's right.
We can't have kids. We can't bear children, you know, as men. That's one of the things that we can't do that women can. They can have that bond with their child that only a mother can have, that we will never experience. You know, I get the fact that throughout history, women have been dominated by males. We're not in that fucking that's not the case anymore.
Women are getting, you know, destroyed like it's the 18th century anymore. Okay, you're not getting your heads cut off for voting, but you know, yeah, there probably is some sexism.
I'm sure there's sexism, but like honestly, I'm sorry, for every case of, you know, a man having some sort of power over a woman in the workplace, or, you know, any sort of case like that, all your normal fucking outcry cases, like, you know, women are oppressed and men are fucking, you know, assholes. That's just like, that's archaic, because for every case of that happens, there's some bitch out there that is getting paid horrible tons of fucking money to, you know, model in skimpy clothes, or there's some woman out there that is completely
who's using her sexism,
or you know, there's some woman out there that is getting a fucking massive divorce settlement because all she's ever done with her life is just, you know, kind of float along and live off of her husband's heart. You know, I'm not saying that this is a constant thing, but like, you know, you have a guy that's out there busting his ass, working his ass off, fucking, you know, 80 hours a week, and then, you know, his wife's banging somebody else while he's at work, and then they get a divorce, she gets half his shit. Like, yeah. That's, you know, hey, women have way more leverage than they like to, then of course the people that are bitching about it like to let on. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, basically, like, I look at it like this. If you're against sexism, then don't use your sex yeah. to get things, right? So it's a double-edged sword. Like, you like to say it's not fair when people use it against you, but then you sure as fuck use it when you walk out the door. So,
if you're guys, you're gonna use it as a weapon and then bitch about it, like, that's not okay.
Hey, man, men fight with their fists, women flash their tits. That's just...
That's right.
That's the way it is, man. What do you want? Like, you know, there's a certain thing where we have to drop the political correctness and just be like, hey, man, like... You know, not every battle you're going to win, and not every store you walk in, you should be there. Get the fuck out. Go to another store. If you don't like it, don't support them. Like, I don't get this argument. It makes no fucking sense to me.
Me either. And like, that's what I say. You know, like, my girlfriend didn't just buy me a diamond ring. Fucking, like, you know, women do tend to get what they want.
This like, is true.
You know, we're not in the fucking, we're not in the dark ages anymore. And I don't know, like, this whole thing is like, of course, you know, it's the magic community, big fucking public outcry anytime anything happens at all. Like, somebody's going to have something to fucking say about it and bitch about. Like, oh, yeah. But the whole thing just kind of cracked me up because just the way it came out, I was like, everybody got all up in arms. Oh, fucking sexism, this and that. And I was just like, oh my God, here we go again. This is fucking wonderful.
Well, speaking of fighting, so good old Dave Lee Durfington, he asked us, he's like, all right, boys, if you fought in the octagon, what would be your walkout song? I'm like, wow. So if I was an MMA fighter, what would I walk out to?
Oh.
Man, like, that's hardcore. That's tough, man. My song's got to be, number one, it's got to be badass. So I have to give it to Proxy Guy again because he just reminded me about the Tron Legacy soundtrack. And there's a song called Arena. That is what I fucking walk out to. Because that song is insane, motherfucker. And I'm going into the arena. That's what I'd walk out to. It's this big orchestra buildup, like, da, da, da.
And I'd be like, think
what? And I'd be like smacking people as I walked down the aisle. Pow.
Smacking motherfuckers.
You know, you smack him, you yell at him, like, yeah! Are you hype, motherfucker?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Like, you know what you'd walk down to? Legs by Ziggy.
No.
You know what you'd walk down to? Legs by ZZ Top.
Yeah, no shit.
With your tutu on and some fucking pantyhose on.
These boots are made for walking.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of songs, like, there's a lot of obscure songs, I think, that would be, like, that I know, like, just from bands I listened to when I was younger and stuff that would be really cool, like, as far as, like, heavy-ass music to come into, but...
Megadeth.
I think, yo, dude, fucking Megadeth or fucking, like, some Iron Maiden shit would be fucking...
Yeah,
awesome.
There you go.
Actually, you know what? Maybe it's just because I we were listening to this song we were actually thinking about covering, but I think one that would be cool is Perry Mason by Ozzy Osbourne. That song.
Oh, that's a good
one.
Way
that song starts, dude, it's fucking, that would be awesome, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Now Tyler, the Fro, he follows that question up with another one. He's like, so you're in this cage, and you got to fight an MTG pro. Who are you fighting?
Chapin.
That'd be a great. Now see that heavy metal versus Chapin, that's a match. Now the undercard would be Maddie Studios. Okay, so I gotta go with someone.
That's not gonna be a match.
It'll be a
match at all.
It'll be no, because in your match there's a giant bag of Coke at the center of the ring. It's a Coke ladder match where
he might have some incentive to fight.
he might actually kick your ass. You never know. Shit.
Been over a bag of blow.
So I'd have to either fight someone I hate or dislike, or fight someone that I think would be a good match. So I mean, you know, Conley Wood sounds like the most dangerous secret agent out there. I mean, I think he'd probably just slap me around with those fucking hands of his. I'd just be dead, man. But geez, I don't know. Like, who else would be? Oh,
Brad Nelson might be another good one.
No, you know who I'd fight? I'd fight Guile. I'd fight that Guile guy, man. Sonic Boom, I'd fight
Make him dress up like Guile.
Oh, absolutely. And then I'd dress up like Zangief. I'd come out like this, Gomart. Let's go. Oh, that'd be awesome, man. All right, there you go. Guile, yeah. Get in the ring with your pretty boy hair.
You're getting in the ring with Guile, and I'm getting in the ring with fucking Chapin.
Sounds like a match to me. Now what a
tag team match.
Yeah, well, thank you. There you go, man.
I'm hitting that motherfucker with a chair. That's all there is to it.
Now, Ben asks us, so he's like, okay, so you're sitting across from John Finkel at a GP win and in. What? He's like, what tactics do you use to get an edge? And he says, no footsies. And I'm like, well, You know, I've done the footsie thing before, man, where you take your shoe off and you shove your toes right in their ball sack. I mean,
yeah, just all it up, sweetheart. Start blowing kisses at him and shit.
Well, no, I was more you just kick him really fucking hard. And then he's like, oh. Or if you have really good dexterity between your toe and your first toe, then you just grab their nutsack and twist.
Yeah, pinch their nutsack with your toes. That's fucking dirty fighting, man.
Well, okay, so speaking of that, because we're going to tangent off that, because someone asked me, they're like, what was the story about this this mother of all, or what was it, the dragon lady, the story of my dragon lady Vegas experience. So this is funny. Because
I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so I'll set the stage. So a lot, I think it was like, what, 99 or 2000? I think it was like 2000. So we were in Vegas shooting, if anyone remembers what they are, they're called, they used to be called virtual tours. You've probably seen if you go on the home sites.
Oh,
or
yeah.
So this is when the technology was like brand new and like people were paying like 20 grand for a set of virtual tours. And we had all this equipment that you could set up and shoot virtual tours with. So we, I don't know how we fucking got this contact in Vegas, but, we did at the Mirage Hotel. And he's like, you know what, guys, come down. I'll fly you down and I want you to do some test shoots. And while we were there, I was like, hey, called up every other casino, right? What the fuck? I'm there. And right. Like four or five of them were like very interested. So this turned into a very profitable adventure. So we were shooting for like 2 days, just walking around, like shooting virtual tours and like, you know, security guards are trying to shoot us and shit. Like they're fucking, what are you doing there with this fucking camera? And we're like, we have a letter from the owner. Relax. Anyways, so we were there for 3 days. We did everything in 2 days. So we had an entire day to do nothing. So me and my partner, we were like up really late and he's like, well, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, well, I'm not tired, man. And I'm in Vegas like for the first time, right? This is my first time in Vegas and I'm a young lad. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, man. I'm going to go play
some fun.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to go play some poker. So it's like two in the morning. Okay. And I'm in
That's how you and I are completely different people, Maddie. When you're like, I'm a young lad. This is my first time in Vegas. I'm going to go play some poker. Me, I'm like, I'm a young lad. This is my first time in Vegas. I'm going to go find some hookers and blow. Like, go to a strip club.
Exactly.
And I'm going to hopefully wake up in a gutter face down. Like, we're just two different people sometimes, Maddie. But well, sometimes we think on the same wavelength.
See, we almost ended up in the same gutter, though. But the thing that's funny is, so it's 2 in the morning, and I cashed in, like, $300 that I brought. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go crazy. I'm playing, like, $5 poker. And I'm sitting at this table. And there's nobody there except this like Chinese lady, right? Like I think it was just Asian, whatever. And she's literally dressed in a jade, bright green metallic dress. Her fingernails are really long, right? And the pinky finger nail is really long, right? For you know scooping coke or something, right? Like. No, seriously, right?
Yeah, that's what that's for.
Oh, there you go. That's what I thought, right? So I wasn't that noob. So anyways. She's sitting at the far end of the table, and I'm losing and losing and losing, and I lost like 10 hands in a row, and I'm like, fuck, man, like this sucks, right? And I really don't know what I'm doing. So the dealer is like looking at me like, you're gonna lose all your money, and she's kind of feeling like, do you want some help? Do you need to split? You're like, you know what you're doing? And the Chinese lady looks over at me, she's like, do you want me to teach you? And I'm like, and they're giving me free booze, right? So I'm like, I think I was in my third Ryan Coke or something. I'm like, sure, what the fuck, man? Like, I gotta win my money back. This sucks. So she doesn't come and sit down, like, right beside me. She comes and takes the stool, puts it exact, like, butts it up next to me, and then puts one leg over my leg. Now, she was older. I don't know how old she was, but she was an attractive Asian lady. It wasn't ugly, but she was older. Anyway, she starts telling me how to play. And I mean, like, she was winning. Like, she was telling me the right things. So I went from, like, $10 to, like, I got up to, like, 190 or something. I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. So we're playing for about an hour, back and forth. And she's basically putting her fucking finger in my drink, right? Like, she's swirling my drink with her pinky finger. And I'm like, oh, like, but I was like probably too far gone. Like, whatever, fuck it, man. Whatever's in there, I guess I'm either going to catch it or not, right? So she's like, okay, you got to do this, you got to do that. And she's reaching over, like touching my cards and that. And I'm like, you know, man, I bet it all on one hand, lost everything. And I'm like, ah, I guess I'm done,
so
man.
So you could get out?
No, well, no. It was more like I thought I was going to win, honestly. But I didn't. Okay. So I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And literally she's like, she grabs my knee and she's like, no. Opens her purse and there's a wad. And I'm talking a fucking wad of $100 bills, man. Like, like a roll like you see in drug money movies, you know? And she basically just like peels off 500-600, cashes it in and ships. She's like, I'll pay for you for a bit. Now I'm like, what just happened? Did I just sell myself? Like,
did you just sell your butthole? Yeah.
So I'm like, it's like 4 a.m. and we're flying out. I'm like, I'm going to bail, right? Like, it's time to go. So she's like, okay, I come with you. And I'm like, oh no, this is not good, right?
Oh wow.
Now I go to get up and leave. She has her fingers in my belt. Okay. So she's holding me from leaving and cashing out at the table. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to make a scene here. How do I get away? So I walk quickly and she's like, follow me. We get in the elevator and I'm trying to basically, so I push all the elevator buttons, right? And then what I'm going to try and do is hop
trying
on.
To get people on.
No, I'm trying to hop on really quick, right? Before and shut the doors. So I stand in front of one and she's standing right beside me. She's like, you know, you don't have to leave so fast. And I'm like, yes, I do. This is warning signs, right? So I hop on this elevator, like literally I'm trying to hop through the doors and she just sticks her hand through and there's a guy. He's like, hold on, miss. I'll get that for you. I'm like, fuck, fuck, what are you doing, right? So we get on. He gets off like 2 floors up, so it's just me and her all like, and the thing is going, and I'm standing in there, and I can hear like the Blues Brother elevator music, like da 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 da, and I'm just standing there, and her fucking hand comes around like my back, and just rubbing my chest, and she goes, elevator stop, click, and I'm like, whoa, yeah, so I'm like, hold on, Dragon Lady, and I call it Dragon Lady, I'm like, this has to stop. She's like. In your life, I will tell you something. And I'm like, okay, here it is, man. She's like, there is one night in every young man's life that will change him forever. And I'm like, oh, I know there is, and it ain't gonna be with you, lady.
I wonder how many nights in a row this bitch tells fucking the same
thing. No. No, well, this is the scary part, right? So she literally just cups my cock, right? She just fucking grabs it, just goes right in, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm getting off. Whatever floor this is, I'm out, right? I'm out here. I'm like, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't know if there's cameras watching. I'm like, I don't want to get sued for rape or anything. So I'm like, look, lady. I'm like, and then I'm bowing to her like I'm Asian. I don't know what I was thinking, right? Like, oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for your offer of sex. But so I'm like, look, So she's like looking at me like I'm just insane. And so the elevator doors are closing, right? And she's like, looks like a fucking snake. And she sticks her tongue out like a snake would to me. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Now, here's the funny part. So we're leaving the next morning. Me and my partner, we got our bags. We're catching the plane. Holy fuck, dude. Cab pulls up. Limo cab. We're like, all right. We hop in. The people knock on the door. They're like, hey, can we share a cab? And my buddy's like, yeah, what the fuck? It's expensive. Sure, hop in. The fucking Dragon Lady gets in the cab. No. Listen to this. The Dragon Lady gets in the cab. And then freaking Ra's al Ghul gets in the cab. The meanest motherfucking Asian gangster guy I've ever seen. Like, tattoo on his face of a dragon's claw. Man looks like he looked like he would kill you. That was her husband. And she is looking at me with these Google eyes the whole ride there, and I'm just looking at the window like, do not fucking look at this lady, right?
Oh my god, dude.
Now my partner just tried to be cool to strike a conversation like, hey, how was your weekend? You guys stay up all night? Like what? And I'm just like turning red, like, hey, shut the fuck up, dude. And so he's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, why don't we know? I already paid. No worry. Cab's on us, right? And anyway, so we get to the airport and we're getting out. And of course, she waits like to be the last one out. And she's getting out. She's like, you lost out, Sonny. It could have been a night of your life. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, lady. Your husband's right there, man. You know, because I know it would happen. I would have gone in the room and that guy would have been naked waiting for me. And it would have been a 2-on-1 with no say, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. And yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of that one.
Yeah. He just pulls a sword out.
There's all this going down, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that was my...
I've been in some fucked situations. Like, I mean, not like that, but, like, yeah, there's some similar fucked situations before where, like, yeah, those are... I'll have to save some of those.
Yeah, no, those are, that was a crazy time, man. Vegas was fucking nuts. And on top of that whole thing, like, while we were shooting, like, virtual tours, we saw guys, like, just get punched in the face by security guards. We saw a guy throw up in a fountain. Like, it was crazy. It was fucking
hilarious. I've gotten fucking, like, in Vegas, man, like, I've gotten, like, we got in some fights. Like, dude, I got my eye split open by some chick. Like, random ass, like, we were there seeing, a friend of mine, a guy named Dusty, went to, like, junior high and high school with. He moved out of Ridgecrest a long time ago and was living, actually, in Ventura for a long time. And ended up, like, we both were in bands growing up, like, punk rock bands and stuff like that. And he ended up, we got there, he ended up getting a rockabilly band, like, psychobilly band, that was, like, really, really – ended up being really big in that like genre of music called the Graveside Rockers. Well, we went to go, like, my friend Joe and I went to go see them play in Vegas, and we end up, we go to the show. It was like a 2-night like festival like thing. We're there seeing them, and then we ended up going out. Like, I think it was like I want to say it was the night before they played. So that night he wasn't playing, so we were just out hanging out kind of thing. Anyway, we end up, like, while this is going on, while Vegas is full of, because this is a big fucking rockabilly convention thing called Viva Las Vegas, where it's a gigantic car show and, like, rockabilly theme fucking thing. So you've got all these fucking rockabilly fucking greasers everywhere, and then it's also spring break.
Oh.
So you've got that type of people too. college kid fucking douchebags. So we're standing there, and we, Joe, my friend Joe that I went with, Joe and Dusty and I had all grown up together. We've all got tattoos all over ourselves. We're all punk rock fucking fighting kids, and we're all getting drunk in Vegas together. Like, and we haven't been around each other in a long time anyway. Like, we haven't all hung out together in fucking forever. And so we're just out having a fucking blast on the town, and we're standing in the cab line, and there's these fucking... Well, we also had Dusty's sister with us, by the way. She ended up driving me and Joe from Ridgecrest to Vegas. So there's the three of us and Dusty's sister. Well, we're standing in the cab line, and there's just your full on douchey ass fucking college idiots in front of us. And especially this is back when I was just fucking, we were all just feisty assholes, and they're in front of us. I don't remember what was being said, but they're just going off, blah, 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 blah. Finally, some words end up getting exchanged, and fucking Dusty's sister Dina, and because there's two guys there and like two or three girls, and Dusty's sister Dina ends up kind of getting into a bit of an altercation with one of the girls, and the chick's fucking getting up in her face and sticks her fucking middle finger damn near up Dina's nose. She's all, fuck you, bitch. Like, fucking just shoves her finger in her face, and fucking Dina's just all, boom, just fucking punches her in the side of the head. Girls go ape shit. And as soon as this happens, everybody kind of spreads apart.
Yep. And give them room. Give them room.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except for like, there's two guys with those girls. So fucking Joe squares up with one of them. Fucking Dusty smashes one of them. And the dude ends up on top of Dusty. Dusty's neck is like bigger around than my fucking leg. Like, fucking Dusty's a thick neck motherfucker. So dude's like on top of Dusty, and he's like, can't reach his hands around Dusty's throat, but he's trying to choke Dusty. And Dusty's literally laying on the ground laughing at the guy while he's trying to fucking choke the guy. That's, he's just fine. Like, the dude's sitting on his chest like trying to choke him, and Dusty's laughing. And then Joe's squared up with the other dude, and they're throwing some punches back and forth, and I'm standing there going, I really want to get involved here, but I can't do anything because all that's left are girls. This is stupid. So I reach down and I go to pull the guy off of Dusty. Dusty's not in any sort of danger whatsoever. He's laughing at the guy still. And I go to like grab the dude by the shoulders and just pull him off of Dusty. Well, one of the girls sees me like grab the dude, and obviously I guess thinks that I'm going to like jump her boyfriend or something.
Yeah.
So she comes running up out of nowhere and just blasts me in the head with her purse.
What?
Well, the fucking gigantic zipper on her purse just laid open my fucking eyebrow. It's just blood's pouring down my face. It was just like it wasn't anything crazy. It was just, you know, sometimes you get those cuts that just lay open just right, so it just bleeds a lot.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, we've been drinking all fucking day anyway. So, like, Joe handles his business with the dude, you know, they box, and of course security comes running and shit, you know, fucking everything kind of breaks up. Dusty's all, fuck this, I got warrants, and takes off, and fucking
I got warrants.
Running. I take off after Dusty, because I don't want to lose Dusty, and then fucking Joe and Dina get fucking grabbed by the security guards. The people that we were, the group that we were getting into shit with goes to get in the next cab. And they're like, no, 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 fuck that. You're not going to hold us. Those motherfuckers right there. So they stop them from getting in the cab, and they're trying to get this whole thing figured out. Me and Dusty take off like a bat out of hell. We finally end up hooking up, you know, with everybody else. Like, they, you know, the security guards let them go. And we end up hooking back up with them. But I'm the only one that got hurt in the fucking fight. Like,
oh my
Dusty
God.
And Dusty and Joe and Dina are all fucking fine, and I've got this fucking just blood pouring down my face. I'm the only one that gets fucking hurt, and it was because some fucking chick blasted me in the face with her purse, and the zipper cut me open. It was fucking terrible, man.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of the funniest fight story I've ever heard. So me and a bunch of my hockey guys, we were playing in Narch, and if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's like the North American Roller Hockey Championships. And we were pretty good back in the day. And we got the three of us got put on this team. Like we weren't even on this team, but a bunch of their guys got hurt, so we got thrown on this team. And but well, I never told you this. This is the aftermath of it. So the guys we were playing with were like pretty badass dudes. Like they're one guy was from Germany, another guy was like Russian. Like these guys were fucking hardcore, man. They were really good. We kicked fucking ass. We didn't win, but we kicked fucking ass. And afterwards we're like, all right, let's go to a bar. We're fucking in, I think we were in Windsor or somewhere. Anyways, we're like all having fun. And of course, right? Like hockey guys kind of like don't give a shit. Like you came off a game, you're all excited, you got adrenaline still going through you, you're drinking like a fucking pig. And we'd taken this table in the center of this bar, and the waitress comes up, she's like, hey guys, you gotta move. And we're like, no problem, like who gives a shit, right? We'll move. Where are you gonna put us? And she's like, problem is we don't have a place for you, but you gotta leave. So the captain, he's like, I'm not fucking leaving. Why would I leave? And she's like, because those guys over there, and she points to the door, she's like, this is their regular table. And so I could see this coming, and I'm like, here we go. And he's like, really, regular table? Did they pay for it? No. Okay. And he's, you know, being an ass. And she's like, look, I'm just the waitress. He goes, they're going to come over here, and they're going to ask you a question. And then she goes, you decide what you guys want to do. Okay, so now, and I'm already like, all right, I'm tying my skates, because we all have our skates on, right? We don't take our skates off, so I'm tying my rollerblades, you know, nice and tight in case, you know, shit gets crazy, and, you know, we're in our jerseys and everything, and these fucking guys come over, fucking complete wannabe bikers, like, complete, you know they're not bikers, because they're all fake. Like they carry themselves with the puffed up chest and all that shit and the chains, but you know they're not bikers.
But they're like doctor and lawyer bikers.
Well, they might be. They were like a little worse than that. But anyways, guy comes in, slams his fist on the table. He's like, "Get the fuck out of the table, boys!" Right? And we're like, "We're not boys, we're men." And you know, I'm making jokes like, "Yeah, boys to men, motherfuckers." Like I'm trying to be funny. Nobody laughs. Like the best is the Russian guy who's like your buddy. He's just built like a fucking brick. I mean, he's so solid. He stands up. He's like, "No jokes. This is our table. You fuck off." And he says it in his Russian accent, you know, like, "This our table. You fuck off," right? Like, get out of here. Like, this is, we're enjoying our table. And so the guy's like, "I think it's time to fight then." Now, hockey people, if you know Canadians, and there's some other people, fight is nothing. Like, you want to fight? Sure, let's fight. Like, that's not a threat. That's just fun. Like, let's fight. And I'm like, we just went through a whole brawl in the hockey game. So these guys don't have a fucking clue. You know, because we're all dressed in, like, green and yellow. Like, we look like circus players, but that was, like, what roller hockey gear looked like. It was all fucking colorful, right? And they're insulting us, calling us clowns and all this shit, right? So the German guy gets up and he's on his rollerblades, right? So he just whips right around behind the guy, grabs him around the neck, and just punches him as hard as he can in the side of the head. The guy collapses. Boom. He's knocked out. The other bikers just like literally shit their pants. They're like, what the fuck? And they all just, one guy picks a chair up and I'm like, well, now we're fucked. The chairs are up and you know someone's getting it across the head. Chairs are being thrown. Shit's going down. These two motherfucking steroid gorilla motherfucking bouncers come just and they grab everybody and throw all of us outside, like one after the other. And I'm like, hey, man, I haven't even started fighting yet. He's like, yeah, fuck off. And he throws me out. He's like, I haven't even got a chance to finish my beer. And he throws me out. He throws me out, right?
Yo, wait. Throw my beer out with me. I need that.
Well, no, my other buddy, he took the beers. And I was like, so, well, no, this is the funniest part. So the guys are out there like, now it's going to be fair, right? And they're like, we got knives. We're going to fucking stab you pigs. And
oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, and now we're like, weapons? This is awesome. So they threw us right out the back door, right beside our car and the van and all our gear. So my buddy just skates 3 feet over, opens the back of the truck, takes out a hockey stick, and cracks the first guy in the head with the stick. Just full-on baseball hockey, bam! And it was an aluminum stick. It bent the stick. Oh. Just bent it in half, right?
Jesus.
The guy drops. Another guy pulls a knife. Now, this is the funniest shot in the whole thing if this was a movie. The guy pulls a knife and says he's going to kill us. All of us, don't panic. We all turn around, grab our sticks out of the back of the truck, and we're like, let's go. Yeah.
One down. How long is that knife, motherfucker?
the guy's like, one down, let's go. So we see the cops are fucking coming, right? Oh, now the fucks are coming. So these guys all take off. We're just standing there. The cop pulls up, fucking freaks out, pointing guns at us. What the fuck's going on? There's a guy passed out, like, bleeding right in front of us, right?
I've had, this might actually come as a surprise to you, but I've had cops pull guns on me before, too.
I wouldn't have never. Well, this is the fight. So my buddy, he's holding the stick bent. Like, you could see the guy's head impression, okay? Bent. And he's just holding it there, right? And the cop's like, what happened? We're like, I don't know. We're just playing hockey. And he's like, you were just playing hockey in the middle of a parking lot? He's like, yeah, we're just playing pickup. We're batting.
That's what I do, man.
He was like, we were batting around a tennis ball. He goes, these guys came up and, you know, they fucking just, this guy slipped and he fell and we were trying to help him up. And the guy is like groggy, like, oh my God. And the cop's trying to ask, he sits him on the hood of the car. He's like, do you know what happened? Well, tell me what happened. Just tell me what happened. And he's like, what, Dave? And he's not even coherent. And I'm like, I look at my buddy, I'm like, throw the stick in the bushes now. Like,
get rid of that shit.
What are you doing? Like, it's evident you hit him with it. Like, I can see Easton imprinted on the guy's skull. Like, you throw that. So he chucks it on the roof. He just chucks it on the roof of the bar. Anyways, the cops were just like, they're like, I don't understand what happened here, but we heard reports that knives were being drawn. And literally, I'm like, does it look like we have knives? We don't even have
hockey
weapons.
Players, man.
We have hockey sticks. So it was hilarious because we literally just went right back in the bar. We sat down at the table and the waitress was like, oh, I think I see you settled that. And yep, there won't be any more trouble tonight, miss.
Well, we're telling fight stories. Everybody's like, I think the only time I've used a weapon in a fight, and this will be a quick one, but I was sitting at, like, this was back my ex-wife. I was married for a short period of time a while back. My ex-wife and her best friend, who was dating my, at the time, drummer. This was in Barstool a long time ago, old band called Militia Death Ridge. Anyway, we're all sitting at our local bar that DJs that I've told you guys so much about that I used to hang out at all the time. We're all sitting there having a good time. Everybody's fucking drunk, and there's not a whole lot of people in the bar. So John, drummer, and I, we're sitting at a table, kind of in the middle of the bar, like you were saying, sitting at a table, and my wife, and this might have actually been before her and I got married too, might have just been my girlfriend at the time, but our girlfriends, whatever, are at the jukebox, and there's this there's a Navy base here in town, or, you know, right next to our town, large Navy base, and so there's always this tension between, like, you know, these, you know, not that I have any problem with fucking the armed forces whatsoever, but, like, in this town, you end up having a bunch of Navy fucks, as they're affectionately known, that, like, you know, random-ass dudes that fucking, you know, get stationed here that fucking, you know, show up and, you know, we're local kids, so we don't really like them unless they're cool people. I mean, there's been some of them that have been some awesome people and really good friends, but then most of them roll in and they're douchebags.
Attitudes, yeah.
Yeah, have an attitude, you know, that kind of shit. Like, what kind of fucking podunk town is this? This is fucking stupid, and they have an attitude. Anyway, so this dude, you know, pretty fucking stout dude. Like, you know, he's one of those, like, best way to describe him is, like, you know those fucking dudes that work out all the time, but they just work out their glamour muscles?
Yeah.
Like, you know, dude that's got a fucking big-ass fucking ripped chest and arms, but his legs look like fucking sticks.
Toothpicks, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, one of those kind of guys.
Gotcha.
Wearing like a backwards visor.
Of course.
That kind of guy, right?
Oh, that's the best kind of guys right there.
And, He's hanging out with the girls, and the girls are fucking tuned up. They're nice and fucking drunken, so they're being kind of flirty too. And it was getting to the point where we were getting kind of annoyed with it. Like, you know, the girls were being a little too flirty, and dude was just like eating it up. And I had met the guy like once or twice before. I didn't know him, but I kind of knew who he was. Comes over, sits down at the fucking table. John and I are both, like, not liking this fucking dude right now. Comes down, sits directly across the little table from me. It's just a small little bar table. Sits down, and he's just like, "Who's all, what's up, man?" And I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" Without even looking at John, John's staring a fucking hole through the side of his head. Without even looking at John, he's just all, "What's your fucking friend's problem right there?" So, you know, something along those lines, like, right. You know, like, what, you know, why don't you tell your friend to stop fucking staring at me, blah, blah, blah. So John's just like, all, "Hey, maybe I wouldn't be staring at you if you weren't sitting there fucking, or you weren't in the corner fucking hitting on our fucking girlfriends." Still doesn't even look at John, looks me directly in the eyes and says, he's all, "If you're, what was it? I'm trying to remember exactly what it was so it comes out right, but it's, fuck, like something along the lines of like, your girlfriend, or, you know, don't be mad at me because your girlfriend would rather spend time with me than you."
Yeah, yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, like one of those kind of lines. I don't remember the exact wording of it. Without even fucking skipping a beat, I leap from my chair and bury my lowball glass in his fucking forehead.
Oh,
just
my
fucking
God.
Completely crushed the glass into his fucking forehead. I didn't say anything back. That is the wrong fucking subject to fuck with me. Don't say some shit like that. And I just, like, I reacted out of just, like, pure fucking rage. And, like, as, like, midair, as I'm diving across the table at him, I just forced the fucking glass in my hand. And you know those lowball glasses that you get?
Oh, yeah.
They're heavy, stout little sons of bitches.
They are.
Just bury one into his forehead. Cuts the shit out of his forehead. Fucking, just fucking. And as I'm doing this, I'm coming over the table. So I land, like, as I'm doing this, I land, like, fucking knees in his chest and just fucking wild swinging. Just bam, bam, bam. Just wailing on this dude. Luckily, the only reason I didn't get arrested that night is because that was my bar. Like, that's where we were at all the fucking time. And so I know the bartenders really well, and they just got me out of there quick. Like,
slip
out
of the
back. They're just all, "Go, go, 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 get the fuck home, get out of here. I'm going to tell, like, when the cops show up," because they have to, yeah. Like, they're going to, like, "when the cops show up, you know, you took off out the door, we don't know who you were," or anything like that. And luckily, got away with it, because I probably would have gotten some serious shit for that one.
Oh,
that's the only
God, time
I think I've
dude.
Ever used, like, a weapon in a fight. But it was nice because it fits with my personality. It was a fucking cocktail glass.
Yeah, that is odd. That's actually your new planeswalker power. I take a cocktail glass to the head.
Somebody's forehead.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So here we got another question for us because this one's a good one. He's Travis Hall, man. This is a brutal question. I don't even Squirrel Master. I don't even know the answer to this, but he's like, if you had to give up one thing. Oh, no, sorry. If you had to give up MTG, women, or booze, which would you choose?
Magic.
Yeah, magic, women, or booze?
Sorry, love you guys, but I'd give up magic.
Yeah, I guess I don't know, man.
If I really need to play cards, I'll play poker or fucking Pokemon or something. I'm not giving up bitches, and I'm not giving up booze.
I'll have to give up. Yeah, that's true. I mean, women, I'm not giving up. MTG or booze, yeah, I don't know, man. I could give up. No, I can't give up booze. What the fuck am I? I'm cracked now. Sorry, MTG got to lose. Sorry, man.
Yep. Sorry, MTG.
We'll just make up our own game. It'll be the proxy game, proxy magic. There you go. That's what we'll do there. It'll be awesome.
Now, I got a whole lot, like, I got live Twitter update. I got to set fucking Ben Clinton straight.
Okay.
He tweeted that he just watched me fucking destroy Scotty Mac on his stream with Omniscience. And like Tyler the Fro says it. He's like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't Kevy.
Yeah.
Because the guy's screen name was like Krevy or something. I'm like, yeah, I'm podcasting and I hate blue cards. Like,
yeah, that is not if you see someone playing blue.
If you go back a couple episodes, you can watch me destroy Scotty with fucking Blood Moon. But
red cards he can do, but blue, no, it's not Gary. Now here's one for you. So James Clark, Fenaris, he threw this one out. He goes, if you could wipe off one card off the face of the earth, what would it be?
That one's hard.
So like one magic card that I can't stand. I mean, the problem is like the cards that are really powerful, you want to play with. Like the cards that you hate, that like I hate to play with and would hate to be played against me. Fuck.
I know mine.
All right, what is yours?
Leyline of Sanctity. If I could get rid of a card ever, it'd be Leyline of Sanctity.
No, I like Leyline. That's actually a decent card. I need to save my. That actually card has saved me many times way back. So much of the vampires.
That would have to be the one card, because that's the only one I could possibly think of that I just want to die and never have existed, is Leyline.
Yeah, I mean, oh geez, I don't know. Like another card, like, I mean, as much as I don't want to say it, Thragtusk. Like, I think that card kind of really fucking has taken Magic in a direction that it can't come back from. Like, you know, if you look at it, like, the joke in April Fool's was like, hey, we're raising the life total from 20 to 25 because we just need to make games even fucking longer. Like, and that's kind of like what Thragtusk does, and it doesn't really do anything but make games longer. So, like we were saying earlier, I like fast, powerful, back and forth games. So Thragtusk, man, I wouldn't mind if that card was just gone, fucking gone. I don't even know what standard would look like if it was gone. That'd be one that I would vote for. I might be biased, but
I could. That would be another good one, I think, to see go away.
It's got to go, man. Get the fuck out of here, Thrags. Yeah. Now, to early shout-out, because I really didn't get much time to play MTG this week, but I did have one game against the Ruckus. So I
remember you guys tweeting about that.
Yeah, so I've been testing this, like, mid-range red-white-black deck, and it's really cool. I'll put up a list, hopefully, in the show notes. But it's, like, basically all the powerful red, white, and black cards. Got Olivia, got Falcon Wrath, got Lingering Souls in there. I mean, it's kind of like the Aristocrats deck, but it doesn't have a bit of the combo thing, and it goes for some more powerful cards. And I'm just trying to blink shit out, and it's just really fun. Like, I'll have to find the deck list because I haven't played it. But we had this amazing back and forth game. Me and the Ruckus played. It was fucking amazing, and he fucking beat me with this black and white deck he's got. So it's pretty cool.
Like
it's
black white zombies.
Yeah, it was. It's actually really cool. Like I was like, kudos, man. That deck was awesome. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was, but it was fun. Like, and we went 25 turns, I think, one time, and it was like back and forth, and it was fucking awesome. It was a really good match. So kudos, Ruckus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's his birthday, so shout out birthday motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely birthday fucking shout out to our man, the Ruckus. Love that guy.
He gets an early shout out for that just because he's so fucking cool. So there's
that. Speaking of standard, like what do you like in standard right now? Because like I'm kind of trying to get back into standard a little bit because I haven't been playing it at all. Like since the deck I'm still like the standard deck that I have right now is the fucking
you're gonna hate I don't know if you're gonna hate standard, but right now it's basically Junk Reanimator is
everywhere. That's right here. Yeah, the Reanimator is fucking everywhere.
Reanimator, Blitz, American Flash is still being played, and I mean I've played a couple of people playing the Esper control version and it's okay. I mean, Junk Reanimal is fucking evil.
That's like everybody's on that, and it's like I'm kind of trying to avoid that. Scotty mentioned on I think it was the last episode of the A Team they were talking about a few decks and whatnot. Brought up, and I don't know all the specifics of it. I want to check it out, but something that kind of piqued my interest a little bit is there's a Bant Delver list.
Yep.
On around now that I'm actually kind of interested in playing, which is funny because this is me we're talking about and Bant. and me. Well, wrong, but
there's also there's also a Bant hexproof list, which is essentially Geist, Rancor, Invisible Stalker. It was almost like the ones.
I know how to play those cards real well.
Yeah, it's like a deck Smitty build, and it's essentially just fucking, you know, it's like the sword days. Sword, hexproof, attack your ass, right? Like, that's what it's doing.
Pick up and go.
Yep, and that deck is, it's a pain in the ass, but, man, that Junk Reanimator deck is very hard to finish off. That thing goes forever, man. But I've been in my...
One of the things that, like, we were talking about in the lost episode of fucking Public Enemies that we did with Marcel, the Friday night episode that fucking got corrupted and lost, we touched on that a little bit, like the Reanimator deck and stuff. And part of the problem with that Reanimator deck and playing against it is, like, and dealing with it, I think the reason it's basically got two different win conditions for the most part.
Yeah, and, like, it does. That's the thing.
You have to attack it, like, in order to beat that deck, you have to be able to attack it from two different directions. You have to, like, you have to take care of their graveyard, you know, because of the Reanimator strategy. But, like, if you're attacking, if you're spending all your, you know, your sideboard cards fucking dealing with their graveyard, then they just fucking load up hard cast fucking, you know, load up the board, hard cast Crater Hoof and fucking kill you.
Yeah.
So, like, you basically have to, spend so much energy or so many of your resources attacking that deck from two different angles that your deck is no longer doing anything.
Yeah, now here I found the deck it's called Surgeon Generals, but it's not, I'm not playing this exact 75, but it's very close. So it's basically Boros Reckoner, Obsidat, Aurelia the Warleader, which is an amazing fucking card right now, Olivia, Falconwrath, Thundermaw, and this one plays Gloom Surgeon. I don't play that fucking card. I play more removal. I'm playing Ultimate Price. In my deck, I'm like, I got two Ultimate Prices, what's the fucking other one? The other black removal spell. Anyway, I'm playing a bunch of fucking black removal. I got Tragic Slips. Basically, I'm just so heavy on creature removal, and it's just like, I will just take out your shit. Like, a couple of times I played Junk, they try to attack me with Crater Hoof, and I'm fucking, you know, I can survive the turn by taking out Crater Hoof and then slipping something else. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Vault of the Archangel. That card, man, has saved me from coming back.
I love that card.
Yeah, because then the next turn, I just want to get to, you know, just don't kill me. And then I'm swinging with the whole fucking team next turn. I'm gaining 10, 20 life. Like, you know, and then it's a battle like that. It's a really fun deck. It also runs two Assemble the Legion, if anyone's going to run some long games, which I know a lot of people are, like, really loving this card. But I just I just haven't played games where I'm like, all right, I stuck this, I'm going to win. Like, it's like, wow, I just wasted this turn casting it, and now I just have to survive the next turn because he's going to attack me with all this shit. Like, I don't know. It's a weird card. I have two in a sideboard. I've brought them in once or twice against, like, some weird heavy control builds that I've seen going around. And, yeah. I mean, I've never won with it yet, so we'll see.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah. Like, and what's funny is I've fought through it multiple times. So one guy, I think he had it in play 10 turns in a row, and I've just kept fighting Wrath of God, Terminus and all kinds of cards I was playing, and just kept taking them down. I mean, all I needed to do was stick something with the Silver Blade there and then hit him once or twice, and he was dead.
That sucks. Like, I'm trying to get myself interested in Standard, because now, like, the Modern season's over, like, I'm noticing that, like, Modern is a lot harder to get games to fire and shit on fucking Modo.
Yeah.
So, like, I get back into Standard, you know, like, see what, because, like, the environment's changed enough since I was, like, playing Standard before that, like, oh, maybe I could, but the environment fucking sucks right now, and it doesn't, well, like, the only thing that, like, appeals to me, like, out of the decks that I've kind of, like, you know, it's not that I've researched it a ton, but the only decks that have really appealed to me, like I said, are that, like, Bant Delver deck is the only one that really seems to kind of...
I can't see you playing Bant Delver.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, although, you know, from what you guys know of me, that does not seem like my fucking style of shit. But, like, that's what, like, one of the,
Wouldn't now be honest? Wouldn't you prefer Nia Blitz? Like that seems.
Yeah.
Better over Delver, like.
I don't know. I think it's that I have this like soft spot for fucking Delver because I still have a fucking my blue green Delver deck. Like.
Okay.
And of course, you know, this is still running fucking Ponders and Gitaxian Probes and shit like that because it was before rotation. But I still have it built because we just play like fucking casual modern. And so it fucking, you know, we don't give a shit about the ban list. So fucking, you know, ponder and shit's legal. And so like I can still play that like with my friends. And I mean, it's basically just it's like the mono blue Delver list that everybody was running for a while with fucking Stalkers, Delvers, Pikes and fucking library manipulation, bunch of sorceries kind of thing. But then I started running running green for Abundant Growth just as more – Abundant Growth for more card draw and to kind of fix the mana a little bit. And then for the Green Miracles and Titanic Growth because they flip Delver and they make it huge quick. And it's been a lot of fun to play. Like I don't know that it would be like seriously viable because the Miracles are a little too iffy. Just like all the Miracles, like, you know, if you don't, especially those green Miracles, they're terrible to have like stranded in your hand. But with, you know, being able to use like Ponder and shit, you can manipulate them. So it's like, oh, cool. You know, flip Delver and put like +6/+6 on it and trample.
Yeah.
There you go. And like that shit's and actually that's the what Revenge of the Hunted, but the Blessings of Nature I like better because they're permanent counters. It's like 4/1/1 permanent counters, and so it flips Delver and you just fucking swing through with a fucking what a 7 fucking was that 7/6 Delver. You can do that on 3 and they're permanent counters, so you just keep swinging through. Same thing, you know, and then it also goes on the Stalker pretty well too. So it's. I could see the ban, and I love playing that deck because although I'm not a normally your blue green player, that's still right up my alley. It's just fucking make your shit insane and swing with it fast, and it's an aggro deck. It's just not in the colors I'm used to. So
yeah,
Delver being fun.
You know what you should experiment with is Aurelia, man. That card is insane, dude. That thing that attacks twice, that angel, she's awesome. Like I've been playing her in that deck. And, like, I throw Silverblade in there, and, man, like, I could just take you out in one turn.
That's another thing. Like, I haven't even given a shot. Because I used to play, a Boros Humans list that would be, you know, 100 times better now with the shit we've gotten since Gatecrash. And I still just haven't even, like, I mean, I built that fucking, that block deck that I ended up not being able to play because it ended up being modern for FNM. But, yep. Like that deck right there, like it would just take a few changes and I could make a pretty sick little fucking just, you know, because I have cards that aren't in fucking Innistrad block too. I could build that deck and actually make a sick ass little Boros Humans deck, but I don't know. I'm having trouble getting interested in Standard.
Well, here's something that you're interested in. So good old Real Evil Genius, he has a question for you. He says, what would you suggest as a recipe for an MTG-inspired shot or mixed drink? And I'm like, oh, I got your answer right here. So if you've heard the story of the good old Maple Flamin' Maple, so that is definitely that drink is perfectly matched up for 214 and Chandra. So we call it the Canadian Chandra.
There you go.
you know what? No, we could call it. No, here, the name of that drink should be called Chandra's Flaming Beaver. There you go.
I actually had a fucking, I usually drink vodka, like, during the week, so I don't stay up all fucking night and then hate my life in the morning. I normally try not to drink fucking, like, energy drinks with it, because I usually drink, like, Rockstar and vodka, which I actually am tonight. Because I was kind of tired. I'm not anymore. But, you know, Daniel will always come over during the week, and we'd hang out, fucking drink a bit, and, you know, play some Magic, and fucking, I started making, what was it, Red Bull, Cactus Cooler. I don't know if you guys have Cactus Cooler in Canada, but the shit's awesome.
Nope.
It's fucking, it's like orange pineapple soda, which sounds gross, but it's not.
Ew.
Really good. But it's like orange pineapple soda, Red Bull, and vodka, and I called it a shimmering grotto because it's all colorful and shit.
Nice.
There's that one, shimmering grotto.
That's a good one. Have you ever had Tang? Now, do they even make Tang anymore? The good old, like, powder Tang?
Yeah, astronaut drink, man.
Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, my grandmother, she used to drink vodka and Tang. Dude, that shit was insane. I remember sneaking it, like, a couple times. I'm like, oh, I thought it was, like, damn, it, fruit juice. That don't smell like fruit juice, my friend.
No, that's brutal, but I've been there before. I've thrown Kool-Aid packets and a little bit of sugar in vodka. When I was a poor motherfucker, like, I was still an alcohol.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Man, we're out of fucking mixers, and I don't got any fucking money left. I spent all my money on this fucking $10 bottle of fucking garbage grocery store fucking vodka. That's all that I had.
Now, listen, this is a good one. So a buddy of mine, he created a drink called Acidic Slime. So he goes down to, he's a health food maniac, right? And he drinks those green smoothies. So, yeah, they're disgusting, right? So he basically invented a drink. He's like, this drink will cure your hangover and it'll give you a hangover at the same time. So he takes a green smoothie and then he mixes it with, he almost makes like, it's like vermouth. And a bunch of weird shit, like, I think it was, like, vermouth.
Vermouth is fucking terrible.
It is. I don't know why the vermouth is in there, but it's vermouth, vodka, and, I don't know what, I think that was it. I think it was almost like a Bond's drink, the martini, and he was, like, trying to make, like, a green.
Like, with wheat grass and shit in it.
Oh, yeah, it's gross, man. But anyways, he'd call it the acidic slime. He's drunk it a couple times. I'm like, that's just fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I don't want to see when you throw up, because that is the acidic slime right there. Just blah. Just, it melts the toilet cover and everything's...
Oh, no shit.
Travis Hall's got one of our last questions. He's got, who is the monster and who is the hero?
I saw that one, right off the bat, I was like, well, I'm sure Maddie's the hero and I'm the monster. That's just how that went.
Well, yeah, it depends. It depends. You know, very rarely do I get – I used to have a temper when I was younger, but I don't really get that mad anymore unless people threaten my family or anything, and then I'm like, hey, you're fucking just dead. Yeah, there's no anger. It's just you're just dead. I'll just fucking kill you. Like you said, I'll just run you over with the car. And then, oh, the brakes didn't work. I don't know what happened. You know? Like, fuck, that's the way it is, man. So one of our last questions, we got good old Lee Kernshaw. He basically says, scumbag stories, boys. Spill the beans. And, I mean, we've told so many scumbag stories. I don't even know if I have any left. I'm trying to remember, like, scumbags?
I don't really, as far as, like, magic goes, I don't really have any, like, good, like, scumbag stories, because, like, I'm not a dick when it comes, like, I mean, I can be a dick, but I mean, like, well, not when it comes to magic, like, you know, I'm not, like, I don't scumbag people, because, like, I like this community, and I like helping people out, and I, you know, if anything, I'm the guy that, like, gives people cards that, you know.
No, I think he was asking.
Like, I'm not going to play with them. I don't ever get scumbagged either, because, like, I mean, not to be an arrogant prick, but look at me. Do you think a fucking magic nerd's going to try to scumbag me?
Well, maybe he was asking if you've seen scumbag stories. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
that I haven't really seen.
I can say this. Maybe not magic scumbag stories, but I've seen some fucking scumbags fucking try to pull shit. I mean, I was at – I remember when way back in the day, I was at a comic book convention, and there was this what the fuck was his name? He was this third-tier artist. And he was basically charging $10 or something to fucking do a sketch or something for you, kind of like the magic guys do now. Mm. And a buddy of mine, he was a fan. He brought his, you know, sketchbook and all the shit to see the guy. And so the guy waits in line, like, I think 25 minutes. And I'm like, come on, man. This guy's fucking not worth it. He's a shitty artist, right? So I'm like, I'm making smart-ass comments in the line because I'm like, just want to get the fuck out of here. And he's like, no, man, I got to stay. So sits down, and the guy looks at his book, and he's like, $10, please. So the guy, he gives him his $10, right, puts it in his pocket, and then literally he flips through the guy's sketchbook right? Because I guess he wanted to critique his art, right? And he's like, nah. Right. He's like, I don't think your stuff is very good. And my friend's like, oh, he's like, yeah, but why? Like, you know, can yeah, you be, can you give me some constructive criticism? And he's like, yeah, because you suck.
Oh, and, geez, that's fucked.
Now, here's what's funny. He charged him $10 to tell him he sucks.
To tell him he sucks? Are you serious? That's fucking terrible. There's, yep. Man, there's just shitty people out there like that. Like, I don't know. You're always going to run into shitty people here and there. But that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, ugh.
Maddie's choking.
too much talk and not enough drinking.
Exactly. You're slacking. You like how, you know, my friend is choking and I just talk over him.
Hey, that's how we roll. You got to fill the dead air, man. That's the way it rolls.
I'm all, hey, man, if you die, that's your own fault. I've got to fill the dead air.
Yeah, exactly. I got shit to do here, man. Get over that. No, but that was probably the worst. That's a horrible scumbag story. But the funniest part was he didn't even do anything. Like, he didn't draw, like, a picture in his book. He drew, so he just said, your shit, get out of here. And my friend was like, he's like, just decimated, right? He's like, oh, fuck, man. So, I'm like, you gave him $10. He didn't even draw anything. So, he's walking away, and I turn around, and I look at the guy, I'm like, could you at least give us $10 back? He's like, no, you paid $10. He goes, do you want an autograph?
Are you serious?
So I'm like, yeah, I want an autograph right now because I want him to, you know, get his $10 worth. So he takes a fucking back of a napkin, signs it, fucking gives it to me.
Are you serious?
Swear to God, right? So I'm like, thanks. Now I have something to wipe my ass with. I fucking walk away.
Right on.
And the people in line are just like, wow, what an asshole. And I'm like, I know, right? And they're like, no, you're the asshole. I'm like, what? I'm like, why am I the asshole? He's like, you shouldn't talk to him like that. He's a really good artist. I'm like, he's a fucking douchebag.
Dick.
So I'm having an argument with a fan in line now that this guy's a douchebag, and security comes over and kicks me out. I'm like, what the fuck? So that was pretty douchebaggy of that guy.
That's pretty douchey.
I wish I could remember his name. Tells you he really stuck in my mind.
Yeah, who he actually was.
He never went anywhere. He's not a famous artist. But you got one?
Oh, no, not a scumbag story. There was just something else I wanted to touch on. Like, it's kind of off the scumbag fucking topic, but, like, another magic thing I wanted to touch on tonight.
All right, let's touch it.
Well, I'm just curious. Like, I had a thought today. So we've got the fucking – what's it called? The set that's coming out after fucking
– Theros.
Theros, right. Now, I'm curious. What are your thoughts on this? What do you think? Do you think that magic is going to – okay, so when – you know – we didn't have anything drastically fucking crazy different with fucking this set, like with Return of Ravnica, because, I mean, they were returning to a plane that we were already there before, so, like, there wasn't anything drastically different, like in Innistrad, where they did the flip cards, and they did the miracle cards.
Ah.
Do you think so we went to fucking, you know, we were in fucking, like, Mirrodin. We were in a plane we had been in before, and then they go to a brand new plane that we had never been to before, and so they come up with these two in the block, the two different, completely, like, radically different style cards, you know, miracles and flip cards. And then we go, you know, the next set, then we go back to a plane we had been to before, and nothing really drastic changed. You know, there's new keywords, stuff like that, but nothing drastically changed. So then now, when we go to this other new, brand new fucking plane, do you think that there's a chance that they might introduce some crazy shit?
Well, you bring up a good point. So, you know,
it's all speculation at this point, of course.
No. But you're right. Like Meryl said, they wanted to make – they make these gimmicky things when they support the storyline. So the whole flip thing was a way to deal with monsters transforming. So if transformation was the Innistrad's block theme, what is the theme of Theros? And it sounds like it's is it like gods battling humans? Like, because
I kind of thought a little bit about this too. Like, I know they've already done scalable cards. you know, like
level,
the ones that,
level.
Like, level up, yep. like leveling cards, but maybe something along those lines, because you're talking, you know, you could very easily include in, you know, going from being a human to a demigod to a god kind of thing, and having like a scalable type card.
Well, that, but they don't do that, right? Like, what human in the storyline of that Greek thing? Humans don't become gods.
Well, like, but the, I understand that completely. But we're also talking about, this is Wizards, you know. I for once don't mean that completely in a bad way. But like they, you know, we were talking about before, it would be really cool if they stuck with the whole fucking storyline of it. You know, if they included like Hercules and shit like that. But this is also Wizards, and they're going to do what they feel like doing. So there's a very good chance they're not going to stick with any of the characters and storylines and anything, you know. They're just put in that setting.
No, hold on. I got it. So we already know that one of the main storyline of the Greek tragedies is challenges, right? It's like Hercules challenges. All those, you know, it's like, hey, do these three things and you can save your girl from some fucking god or something, right?
Right.
So we know that they've been experimenting at F&M with their challenge sheets, where it's like, hey, make this happen in the game, get this reward. So couldn't you see, maybe it's enchantments, but they're like challenge enchantments. So it's like the enchantment drops, and then it's like, if you do this specific clause, like kill three creatures in one turn, you get a bonus. I think that could be cool.
A bonus, or even like the two ideas we were just talking about, like that could be like scalable, like enchantments kind of thing. Like if you do this thing,
wow, a scalable dude, that's a great idea. Imagine a leveling an enchantment.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, say okay, you know,
that's
if you,
sick.
The enchantment is all your creatures get +1/+1.
Yeah.
And if you do this thing, then all your creatures – at that point, the enchantment is all your creatures get +2/+2. And then if you do the other thing, or if you do that same thing again, then all your creatures have +3/+3 and trample or something like that.
So it's almost like a planeswalker enchantment with like three abilities, or maybe it's like – it's or it's like a leveling. You know, like you're increasing – you keep adding mana maybe or something. I like that idea. That sounds awesome.
It's something along those lines. Like I could definitely see them doing that, because like I just was looking at the fact that like – When the flip cards came out and when the miracles came out, everybody hated them. At least everybody that I heard talking about, like the podcast I listened to and shit like that. They're like, these cards are fucking terrible. They're fucking garbage. You know, like what the fuck are they trying to do to us?
Well, here's an interesting.
But what happened is like, but then it became like, you know, part of it I think is because, I mean, shit, like you got to deal with it. Those are the cards that you can play. If you're going to play Standard, those are the cards that are in Standard, and they do what they do. And you eventually just adapt and evolve to it as a player. And then now look at some of those cards. You know, look at, like, Huntmaster of the Fells. You know, look at fucking some of those cards. Like, everybody hated fucking flip cards, but it's like, oh, that card's fucking bad. You know, once you actually get used to playing with it and you adapt to it in the game.
Well, also, I mean, you know the real reason why flip cards are playable now? Because Ratchet Bomb isn't in the format. Like, when Ratchet Bomb was around, it was blowout.
Right, like, and which is understandable, definitely. And like, the whole Werewolves deck couldn't work because of that. But, like, you know, Ratchet Bomb.
Now, here's something that's interesting, though. I think you think that all those ideas could be very interesting, but we are also hitting the fifth block without full art lands. And every five blocks, they give us full art lands back.
That would be cool.
I'm praying. It was three or four blocks. Anyways, whatever. I think it's about time. So hopefully the Greek god setting, I think, man, you could make some sick full art there. I'm hoping you know, we go to like some crazy places. Like, I assume we're going to go to hell. We're going to go to the river there.
It's Hades, goddammit. Not
sorry,
hell.
Sorry, Hades. That's true. Well, I mean, we're going to go to the river, the Styx River, Hades. Mm-hmm. We can go up to Olympus. We got the maze with the Minotaurs. Like, I'm very excited. I think this could be fucking amazing.
Like, I have a feeling that they're going to pull some, you know, reminiscent of the flip cards or the miracles. They're going to pull something with this set that is going to be because of the although it was bitched about in the beginning, the altogether, like the success of those cards and the way they've integrated in, and, you know, of course they're always worried about new players, and they're like, oh, cool, you know, this will be a fun new thing for the new players to do. It's not just the same basic cards. They're new stuff for them to do. And I have a feeling that they're going to do one or two completely different, and, you know, of course we don't know what they are. We can come up with ideas that
beyond mechanics.
I think they're going to do something further than mechanics.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Is what I'm getting at. It's not going to just be like, you know, like we had in Return to Ravnica and Gatecrash, you know, all the guilds got new mechanics. But because this is another whole new plane that we're going to, I have a feeling they're going to push it past mechanics and they're going to go to like cards that interact differently, like the miracles or the flip cards that are those cards act completely differently than your normal cards.
I agree 100%.
I'm just interested to see what it is.
Yeah, because I don't think you could – I mean, the story, while it's cool, the setting's interesting, but I agree they need a gimmick. And whatever that gimmick is, hopefully it's just quality. Like, instead of, like, flippy cards or crazy things, I would prefer just quality. Like, make quality creatures. Make – and make the art. Like, you know, give us full art lands. Give us some quality and just make it a really solid set. Like, I don't need flip cards. I don't need gimmicks.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I think that they're going to make gimmicky cards, at least one type
probably
of gimmicky card for this set. And I mean, hopefully they don't blow nuts. But
well,
I see it coming. I'm going on record saying I'm seeing it coming.
Oh yeah, I agree. And it's the 20th anniversary, so this better be one hell of a memorable set. So
it better be. Fuckers.
Maybe we'll get some interesting stuff. So we'll move on to shout out because of course we've got some fucking cool shout outs to give this week. Number one, we'll start with obviously teespring.com/heavymeta SCV. Go check it out. Please buy one of the eight.
We need fucking eight more of you motherfuckers to go buy shirts.
Yeah, we need only eight more, so we're going to be promoting that for the next week or two. And hopefully, like I said, if we do it, we can keep making them, and you give us suggestions. We'll make cool shit. You know what I can do? Make art. I can make the art, so we'll knock those out. Kevy, what does this playmat offer I've heard about?
Hooked up now with inkedplaymats.com. It's where I got my Barstool playmat made, and then where we got the Ruckus's Heavy Meta SVU playmat that you guys have seen on Twitter and shit.
He got the beta.
He got the beta version of it. But basically what it comes down to is, you know, the site's awesome. I've had nothing but good things happen with those guys. You know, the dealings I've had with them. Not only have I got two playmats from them, and they've been very helpful and supportive, but I've also, I had a friend of mine get like a Tamiyo playmat made from them.
Sweet.
And, they've been nothing but fucking cool. They work with you really well. They, you know, if you go to get like a custom playmat made, I think it's like $30. Like a little over $30 or something like that, where you like, you can do it cheaper if you template it out yourself. If you know you're savvy with Photoshop and you download the template and do it, but like, you know, random person that doesn't know how to do all that shit and template it out, you basically just send them an image and say, hey, you know, this is what I want for a playmat, and then they'll, you know, email you back a proof of it. They're like, this is what it looks like. Is this, are you happy with it? And like with my Barstool playmat, I was like, hey, is there any way we can make that image bigger? I don't have, you know, any higher resolution than what I sent you, but is there any way we could swell that up a little bit bigger in the middle? He's like, yeah, no problem. He's like, it might get a little bit blurry around the edges or, you know, whatever, but like, you know, I'll do it up and I'll send it back. And so he sent it back, and I'm like, that's fucking perfect. That looks great. Fucking make it, send it. All right, cool. Nice. No problem. Made it, sent it. You know, the SVU one came out fucking awesome from the start, but they're really, really good. But the problem is, you know, we've had a lot of you guys ask about, you know, the playmats, you know, when we put up the playmat background logo thing, and when I posted the pictures of the one, the Ruckus has, you know, everybody's like, oh, what the fuck, playmats? And, you know, that's just me personally. I'm like, oh man, I love fucking playmats. I'd love to have, you know, a playmat from all sorts of, like, with all sorts of different logos and shit on it. And the problem is, if we're paying, you know, $30 a piece to have these things made, then
we're broke.
We turn around. Yeah. Then we try to turn around and sell them to you guys. Even if we don't fucking have the, you know, if we don't make a dime off of them and turn around and sell them to you guys, like, we're already out of pocket that. And then you guys are paying $30 plus shipping and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So anyway, I hit up, Thomas at,
fucking Inked Playmats, and we've got a little thing going on with them. So what we're going to be doing is, and you know, pay attention, of course, to Twitter, and we'll talk more about this when we actually launch the whole thing here next week or the week after. He's going to be putting a dedicated page, exclusive dedicated page for just our stuff, you know, for the Heavy Meta playmats. And then you can just order them, and we'll, you know, give you guys the link for that, and you can just order them directly from there.
Now, so I'll jump in and just say, like,
yeah.
So what our plan is we've got two designs already. We've got the SVU design, and we've got the Heavy Meta logo. And we're going to put those up right away. But the goal is I'm going to try and knock out maybe a design every week and add to it. So eventually the collection of designs, who knows? I mean, maybe Polish Demise or Durf will jump in and help us out on a couple. But we want to make it like a cool collection of all these different playmats that whatever your favorite flavor, I guess, of Heavy Meta is, there's a mat for you. So we'll keep knocking those out, man, and I know you guys love the merch.
This is the best part of it, too, is, like, the deal that we have, you know, with him, basically, like, because we're running through him, now instead of just, us, you know, giving you a picture and then you going there and ordering your own playmat,
you'll
be able to get them. They'll be there, and you get them for $20, $19.99. So,
and that's not a bad.
That's not bad at all for a playmat. No. I'm pretty stoked about that. And like I said, they've been, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, special, then they work out great for making your own, like, custom playmats. But if you guys are looking at wanting to get a Heavy Meta playmat, like I know a lot of you have asked about.
And and also, so just so Proxy Guy knows, we probably will be doing something with him too with playmats, because I know I know I'm dropping it on you.
I hit him up the other day too about, like, and I don't know how this is gonna work out, but I'm pissed that I can't have fucking, like, sleeves with the shit that I want on them. Like, I made
sleeves. Okay, well, who do we know? Let's get a sleeve manufacturer. We'll make it happen.
Well, no, I've looked all over on, like, custom, you know, sleeves? Making sleeves, like custom sleeves, and I kind of get the same, like, the common consensus from everybody. Like, the places that you can get custom, like, the few places you can get custom sleeves printed, like, it's so expensive to do, like, the templates and shit for it that, like, it's, you have to order them in the thousands.
10,000, all right.
You know, like, and it's ridiculous. It's, like, not cost effective at all. So there's not really any place to, like, you know, like the playmat place. I mean, they can just take your image, print it on, you know, do it once and run it off and send it to you. But, like, you know, it's a little different the way sleeves are made. But I was talking to Proxy Guy about it, and I'm still, like, waiting for him to come up with his solution on it.
I love it. He's like
printing sleeves.
He's like a mad scientist, eh? You're just like, hey, can you make this? And he goes in his lab and he fucking just makes it. Like, I still can't believe it. Hey, it'd be awesome if we had a spinner. Sure. Yeah. I'll make a spinner. And he's gone.
Spinner tokens. Like, that motherfucker buy it. So that's like, kind of, you know, sleeves is something I wanted to do that, the fucking Fuck Calm and Carrie Bolts fucking, little poster thing that I made, I want that on red sleeves really, really bad.
Well, I've got a great idea for a shirt like that, but subtly altered with, like, a lightning bolt through it. You're going to like it. So
that's something we're working on, too, with him, or, you know, something that we're hoping to get out in the future, because if he can knock out a way to print sleeves, then we're going to go ape shit with fucking Heavy Meta sleeves. We've got the T-shirts that Maddie mentioned that, like I said, we need 8 more people to go reserve a T-shirt, and then the print run will happen, and it's on. You guys can all get your Heavy Meta shirts, and we will be posting, once we get everything finalized with Inked Playmats, for that, so that you can go grab your shit and get your shit handled. That way you can show up to fucking F&M with fucking Heavy Metal and Maddie Studios fucking tokens, a fucking Heavy Meta SVU playmat in your Heavy Meta SVU fucking t-shirt. And
we need to make hoodies now. We gotta make a hoodie and a hat.
Yeah, no shit. We just need to deck motherfuckers out.
Actually, I'm already there. I'm trying to find a hoping. Actually, I think you can do hoodies on Teespring too. Yeah, hoodies are next then.
You can. I saw them.
Yeah, they don't have a zipper though. I want the ones with the zipper.
Yeah, they're like pullover hoodies.
I hate pullovers, man. But that's our news. I got to shout out Trevageddon on, because the good old paper shaman there. He made. Did you see my magic card?
So yes.
He,
He made both of us. Made planeswalkers out of both of us.
Yeah. So he basically did. What's his name? Don Draper as me, as because I'm the creative director. So it's like Matty Studios Creative Force, and we're still working on the abilities, but they're pretty cool. I would play this walker. It's like a Bant walker. It sounds awesome, man. Until your next turn.
It was cool as fuck.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
So it's like me and drowning in a fucking thing with my head. It's hilarious. So I'm like, I want to print that out and play that motherfucker right now.
Yeah, and mine, I'm putting mine in the fucking in my booze cube.
Oh, yours is just so sick, dude. That's awesome. Like,
the abilities on it are just so me. It's not even funny. What is it? Hold on, I gotta pull it up real quick. So it's fucking.
Have it memorized?
Yeah, no shit. I'm Kevy Metal Rock God. It's 2 red and 1. And I come with 3 loyalty counters. And it's +1, name a card, target player reveals the top card of his or her library. If it's the named card, you may cast it without paying its mana cost. -2, Kevy Metal Rock God deals 3 damage to target creature or player. There's my fucking bolt.
Nice.
And -6, flip Kevy Metal Rock God onto the playing area from a height of at least 1 foot. Kevy Metal Rock God must turn completely over at least once. When Kevy Metal Rock God lands, any cards in play that it touches are destroyed.
Dude, actually, you know what's hilarious? That card sounds fun as shit to play. Like, it actually sounds like a great card.
That's why I'm putting the booze cube, man. It's going to be so much fun. It doesn't even have drinking abilities on it, but it'll make the fucking booze cube so much more fun.
Well, no, I was joking with Trevor Geddon and other people. I was like, well, that's going to be for Kevy Metal 2.0, right? Because you got to get more powerful as a planeswalker. So your first planeswalker is just like average, but then, you know, you're the mind sculptor. You know, then it's like just all drinking abilities.
Yeah, then it'll be all drinking abilities. Hell yeah. I'm going to have a few different Kevy Metals in my fucking booze cube, and I'm going to draft mono red fucking for the booze cube.
Now, you got any shout-outs, or?
Yeah, definitely. First, I'm going to shout-out fucking Dr. Jeebus, who has been doing some amazing shit lately with his – with his website, mtgbrodeals.com. It's been lacking a little bit since it started. Like, he had a great idea to start with, and then, you know, motherfucker's busy, and things just kind of got stale and stagnant. And we were on Public Enemies the other night. Marcel and I were giving him a bunch of shit about how the site looked, and that, you know, I could have done it with a crayon. And but – no, Jeeves really fucking stepped up his game and fucking he's like, you know, you're right. There's a lot of shit that I've been wanting to do. I'm going to start doing it. And literally the day after, motherfucker just went ape shit and reformatted the site. Like the site looks fucking 1,000 times better than it used to. It looks fucking awesome. It's way more user friendly. It's great. And then like on top of it, he's got a thing that he's kind of started now. Like the whole idea behind fucking Bro Deals is like magic fraternity, like the Mu Tau Gamma, the MTG fraternity. And that's like kind of what it's promoting is like community and, you know, fucking brother sisterhood and fucking friendship and like getting together with people in your fucking area and playing fucking magic. And, so we started this thing where you start your own fucking, you know, Mu Tau Gamma chapter in your local area. And then, you know, you'll be listed on the site as the pledge master for your area. And then that way people in your area that are, you know, go to the site and they're like looking for people to play magic with. They're like, oh, I live in fucking this town or this area. I'm going to hit up and, you know, your email's listed and they hit you up and be like, hey man, I'm looking to fucking get together with some people and play some magic. So it's all just kind of promoting, you know, the community.
Good job.
And
good
getting
job,
together.
Jeeves.
Jeeves did a really fucking good job of putting this together and he's not done yet. Like there's plenty of other stuff he's got going on that him and I have talked about that he's really stepping up his game on the website. So big fucking kudos to that guy.
Oh, and if I got a shout out because I don't think this guy gets enough shout outs. And a lot of people don't give him the respect he deserves. Tyrone, my man.
Oh,
Brainstorm.
Tyrone.
He just dropped a new episode. It's fucking awesome.
Listen to it yet. I knew he was dropping it soon, and I haven't got to listen to it yet. That gives me something to do tomorrow at work.
Yep.
Fuck it. I'm stoked.
Done. So there you go, boys. Listen to that shit.
Fuck yeah. And on that note, fucking shout out to Marcel. Fucking that dude sat through Friday night fucking casting with me on fucking Public Enemies, and the episode got lost. So then we had to do it over again on Monday night.
He was supposed to actually be on with us tonight, but he had some fucking serious, like...
You wore him out. That's what happened. You fucking wore the guy out doing multiple...
Fuck this, I am out. I can't handle fucking days a week of fucking heavy metal.
He's like, I don't want anymore. I need a week off, man.
But yeah, we're definitely going to get him on soon. He was actually slated for tonight, but he had some serious shit that he had to deal with fucking work, so we let him off the hook for tonight. But big shout out to that guy because he's fucking awesome as always. He's fucking setting up our shit for fucking Vegas. He's always a cool guy to talk to. So that and Ferret, who couldn't be here tonight because he's fucking.
Yep. yeah, he is.
Surf and Polish Tamales because they could
awesome. Make
drawing shit. Let's see.
Oh, and you gotta shout out fucking Scotty Mac for trolling everybody on April Fool's Day. And cause he said heavy metal trolled too hard. And we made everyone look like assholes. And then he motherfucking got me so large.
For that whole fucking Marcel and fucking Tyrone fucking issue that happened. He gave us so much shit.
Brothers.
You know, he's like, you don't gotta do that kind of shit, fucking, you know, those kind of antics, you know, to get fans and shit like that. You guys got a good thing going. You don't need to be pulling that shit. That's too much. And that motherfucker, I'm like, oh, I buckled down. I got ready to sit there and listen to fucking Scotty Mac talk for 2 hours.
So did I. I literally.
That was all about. I was like, I'm going to fucking listen to this motherfucker talk for 2 hours. I'm totally down. I love Scotty and I could listen to that motherfucker talk for 2 hours straight. And then. Yeah, it didn't happen. It was a joke.
I honestly did the same thing. Like, I was so busy, I forgot it was April Fool's. And I'm like, all right, A-Team. So I put it on, and I'm just working away. And I'm like, oh, cool. It's a Scotty show. I'm like, hey, man, one day, you know, Kevy's going to be in a booze coma. I got to be ready to do this, right? So I'm like, all right.
I was almost butthurt because you remember when you guessed on the A-Team, like, they didn't have, like, Jay and Medina the same week or something. So they're like, we need to get this on. They hit you up, and they had come on, and you sat there and bullshit with it. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, Scotty must not even like me at all. Like, he says he's my fucking friend, and he says he likes me, but, like, really, you're gonna cast all by yourself? You didn't even ask me to come fucking, you know, come
cast? Exactly, right?
So I'm like, what a dick, Scotty must not like me. And then, turns out, not only was that not true, but he's just, you know, he's just trolling us. So, we love Scotty, you guys are dicks.
Yeah, and shout out to Kyle. He cut some awesome shit in there. That was awesome.
Yes.
Good job, boys. You did well.
Yeah, as always, fucking the whole cast of the A-Team, I love all four of you guys. Well, and Carrie Dan is the fifth fucking member, the one that holds the glue that holds it all together. Fucking Kyle. But yeah, dude, the A-Team, you know, as we've always said, like, we wouldn't really be here without them. Like, that's, you know, kind of where we got our start into fucking podcasting, is listen to those motherfuckers all the time and be like, oh, we could do this. So.
yeah, there you go. That's why we did it. All right. So who else? I think the only shout out left is.
The last one, Mr. Roboto Grande, Robot Lark. That motherfucker always. And hey, Ferret, fuck you. You're not here, and I remembered.
Yeah, I know. He always thinks we're going to forget. Man, we'll never forget Roboto Large, man. Before Ferret was like this average, you know, before he moved into the fucking cave, you know, without telling anybody.
The motherfucker just staked claim to the fucking corner of the cave.
I know. He just pissed in the corner. He's like, well, nobody's sitting here. It's mine now, motherfucker.
Yeah, and we never forget fucking Robot Large. We'd always handle it, but now he jumps in. And I think it's because he's afraid. I think he's afraid of Robot Large. Yes. He's afraid of what might happen to all of us if we forget, because he is the iron fucking hand that runs everything.
It's true. It is.
So I think Ferret's afraid of what might happen to us and his fucking food bowl if the iron hand of Robot Large decides that we forgot a shout out, so it's time to crush us.
Yeah, it is. So, and the last shout out goes to our favorite city. What is that city?
Chicago. Hey, and I have something very important to say to you, San Diego.
What is that?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, fuck that San Diego, man. Oh, that was a good one. Good.
Yes, good stuff.
Got it in the bag.
I have to pee so bad, you have no idea.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die choking to death, man. Fuck. Dry throat. I can't
believe you were choking. I'm trying to – well –
he's not talking. I guess I'll just do it. He's like, fuck. It didn't dawn on me until after you were choking for a minute. Like, I wonder if Maddie's okay. he never came back and started saying shit. He's still choking.
If you hear the good old kaplunk kaplunk and then it's silent, I'm probably dead and I'm gone. So
I feel bad because I don't know how to do the Heimlich over Skype.
Yeah. Where's the Heimlich button? How do I get him to throw
up?
Where's
the Heimlich button? What if I just blow into my microphone?
I'll just put my headphones down by my cock and I'll be like, yeah, blow me harder. Yeah, do it, man. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Cabby, keep on blowing. I'm almost good. Hold on, I'm almost there.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, all right, buddy.
Well, with that, we'd like to wish you guys a good night.
Yeah, good night, man. Fucking Merry Christmas. Fucking whatever it is.